Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Senate gearing up for another vote on a Republican-authored bill that would end the government shutdown now in its third day. We expect that vote in the Senate later today. Meanwhile, the administration is considering further shrinking the federal workforce.
The president met with his White House budget director on Thursday to discuss the possible firing of more federal workers. Referring to the shutdown, he wrote online that he can't believe Democrats gave him this unprecedented opportunity.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the government shutdown delaying the release of a host of economic reports, including the Labor Department September jobs report that was due today. President Trump has sent a declaration to Congress classifying the drug cartels as unlawful combatants and declaring that the U.S. is in armed conflict with them. The U.S. military recently carried out several deadly strikes on suspected drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. British authorities have identified the two people killed in yesterday's terrorist attack outside a Manchester synagogue, the BBC's Maura Alderson.
They were Adrian Dalby, who was 53, and 66-year-old Melvin Kravitz. Three other people suffered serious injuries after a man drove a car at members of the public before stabbing people. Police say they believe the attacker was Jihad al-Shami, a British citizen of Syrian descent.
The attack took place on Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. Three people in the hospital in serious condition. Police shot and killed the suspect. Southern California firefighters battling a massive blaze at a Chevron refinery just outside Los Angeles. Large fire erupted last night at the company's refinery in El Segundo, about a mile south of Los Angeles International Airport. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow features 141 points higher. NASDAQ features are up 75 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
TGIF. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are at the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And the construction zone already there, Harford County, northbound 95 and Route 24, already have the right lane blocked. Not much of a backup right now, but that will change within the hour as the heavy traffic goes north. Both the tunnels good to go this morning. Lanes open, no delays at all right now. 95 or 895. The Beltway looks good. Minor buildup just beginning right around the area at I-70 on the outer loop. And we've seen some pretty active traffic on the BW Parkway. It's already busy early, and it normally is from Route 100 Arundel Mills and then down towards Route 32. The northbound traffic fills in from the Capitol Beltway coming up towards Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another chilly morning with morning lows starting in the low 50s, but another bright and sunny afternoon with highs headed for the Fall Lake low 70s. Tonight stays mostly clear and pretty cool too, as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley is at 48 degrees and Middle River has 52. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore police investigating a deadly double stabbing in the city's central district at around 9:15 Thursday night. Officers were called to the 800 block of North Bond Street, where they found a 47-year-old man with stab wounds. A 52-year-old man was found a short time later near Broadway and Monument. Both men taken to the hospital, and the 47-year-old died. According to the preliminary investigation, both victims involved in an altercation on Bond Street. Bond has been denied for the security guard charged with assaulting a man outside the Cross Street Public House on September 27. Kevin Weaver surrendered to Baltimore police on Wednesday after a viral video showed him putting the man on a chokehold and slamming his head into a car window. Weaver is charged with first and second degree assault, and he will remain held until a preliminary hearing on October 30th. A student from Sandy Plains Elementary in Dundalk has been removed from the school after allegedly threatening other students. Principal Christina Davis sent a message to the school community Tuesday explaining what happened. Administrators contacted the school resource officer and the Department of School Safety, who determined that the threat was not credible. The school says the student accused of making the threat will receive consequences, quote, aligned with the student handbook, board policy, and state law. And Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen reacting after an immigration judge rejected Kilmer Abrego Garcia's request for asylum. Van Hollen has posted a message saying, quote, immigration judges are Trump's DOJ employees. He has already fired more than 80 of them, and he's made clear he'll fire anyone at DOJ who refuses to fall in line. Louder numbers from last night. Your pick three was 434. Pick four, 4286. It's Style 606. And next, it's Style on Sports.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat-ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Along with quarterback Lamar Jackson, there was no Roquan Smith yesterday, no Kyle Hamilton yesterday on the Ravens practice field. And at this point, it's murky at best if either plays Sunday against the Texans. D.C. Zach Orr, asked how difficult it is to prepare a game plan with more than half your starters in general on the shelf.
I mean, it definitely creates a challenge. You know, obviously, you want to be able to do what the guys can go out here and feel comfortable executing. You know, obviously, we got a lot of young guys who are going to go out there and play football for us, but I think the preparation throughout the week can help handle that.
And Vegas doesn't like it at all. The Ravens were a 6.5-point favorite to open the week. Now they are a 1.5-point underdog at home. MLB playoffs last night. It may not be a household name yet, and you better be careful when you do pronounce it. But Cam Schlittler last night did something no MLB pitcher had ever done before.
He comes on to the mound in the eighth with 11 strikeouts. This season began for him in Double A. For Schlittler as Gonzalez is gone.
The Dirty Dozen. The Carl Ravitch had the call on ESPN. The 6'6" Schlittler became the first MLB pitcher to toss at least 8 shutout innings with no walks and at least 12 strikeouts. In a postseason game, the Yankees eliminated the Red Sox yesterday 4-0 in New York. How about this? Schlittler grew up in Walpole, Massachusetts, a Red Sox fan. And he did it last night to the Sox. Elsewhere, the Tigers and the Cubs also advance in the division round. It begins tomorrow afternoon. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's Cooper Rush's team now. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey.
Pricey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, October 3rd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Governor Moore slamming the president again over the shutdown. Says he'll use our tax money to pay the feds. The speaker chastising the Democrats didn't read their own bill. It was a clean CR. But top story here today is day three of the Schumer shutdown, and mass layoffs could come as early as today. President Trump announced yesterday he would meet with Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vogt, a key architect of the Project 2025 blueprint, to determine which federal agencies deemed by the Trump administration as political scam Democrat agencies should face cuts, and whether those cuts will be temporary or permanent. Again, the White House has plans for sweeping slashing of government agencies. Could be Department of Education, could be FEMA, could be the Institute of Museum and Library Services, EPA, or parts thereof. I mean, we don't know where the axe is going to fall, but it should fall, because this is the president's grand opportunity to slash and cut the administrative state, the deep state, the very deep state that helped to stall, or completely delay his first term objective. He wrote on Truth Social yesterday, I have a meeting today with Russ Vogt of Project 2025 fame to determine which of the many Democrat agencies, most of which are political scam, he recommends to be cut, and whether or not those cuts will be temporary or permanent. I can't believe the radical left Democrats gave me this unprecedented opportunity. They're not stupid people, and so maybe this is their way of wanting to quietly and quickly make America great again.
Oh, very nice of them.
President Trump. Carol Line 11 says, yeah, layoffs are coming.
We're going to start looking across the board at layoffs and at agencies that we feel do not best serve the American taxpayer that may need to be halted or permanently cut.
And the president's economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, says, there's a tale to be told here how we can make these layoffs. Some could be temporary, most could be permanent.
If money is not appropriated for a position, then they have the authority to eliminate the position. Of course, it's very intuitive. And that's an enormous amount of leverage over the Democrats. And I can tell you that moderate Democratic senators are very, very anxious about what Chuck Schumer is doing.
So we've been talking about big government for years, that it's time to, you know, basically downsize. We had 75,000 that took the early buyout in mid-February. Another 100,000 were expected to resign this week. So we're looking at, it could be upwards of, you know, 250,000 layoffs total.
Well, it's 175 so far,
yeah.
So 250 might be a little bit shy, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we may be a third of a million by the time things are done.
Well, it could very well happen. Mm-hmm. We'll know more today because there is going to be one more vote today to end the shutdown. But Democrats are digging in, and the Republicans will say, okay, that's the way you want to play it. Then this is going to be our opportunity to downsize the government, which I think is long overdue. 6:13, 13 minutes after the hour here on the Morning Drive.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the man we call Mr. Traffic Man Person Thing. It's a long title, but it fits on his business card. Chuck Whitaker.
On the front and back, I guess.
Yeah, both. You wrap around.
It goes with an arrow. Go around the back. You know what I'm saying. The west side outer loop, not bad. Still running okay this morning from 795 through Liberty Road down through I-70 and even the Parkville side. Normally on Friday, a little better, a little lighter early in the morning, and we're seeing that right now. JFX is clear. We're definitely under 5 minutes right now in both the harbor tunnels. That's always a good thing. We've been okay this morning through Annapolis, from the Bay Bridge through the Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. About an hour or so, we'll start to see some slowing on I-97 southbound at Route 32. And again, already this morning, the contractor is working on the roadway northbound I-95. They blocked the right lane at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, another chilly start to the day, but it'll be bright and sunny again, about 72 for the high a little bit later on. Right now we're looking at, it's a clear and chilly morning.
Yeah.
49 in Columbia, and it is 54 clear in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Listen to this. A guy named Tom Sillo is fulfilling a lifelong dream of playing college football. He's a freshman on the JV team at Lycoming College in Pennsylvania. He is 58 years old.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah.
Why not?
For he got his first NIL endorsement from Aspergream. Now his agent is pitching him to other brands like Life Alert, you know?
That's nice.
I got tackled, really? And I can't get up.
I can't get up. Right, there you go.
Beat you to the line.
I know you did.
Flights across the country being delayed amidst the government shutdown. That's the bad news is your flight's being canceled. You won't be able to fly, through the air, but you will be able to fly through security because there'll be TSA there whatsoever. You have to pat yourself down, Chuck.
That's all right. I do it almost like every day anyway.
It's like those self-service lines at the grocery store.
Excuse me, self-service.
Right. It's like, when you see Chuck pat himself down is usually when the bill comes.
Yeah.
Where's my wallet? Yeah, exactly. That's when I left my golf bag in the trunk. I'll be right back.
That's when Tyrannosaurus Rex arms comes out, I can't reach the bill.
New study out shows human brain peaks at the age of 60.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Okay. 20 years later, you become the president and use an auto pen.
Yes.
I had to look this up. Lawyers for Sean Combs says he plans to allocute today during sentencing.
He said plans to what?
Allocute. It's the first time I've ever heard that.
What does that mean?
I looked it up. It says to express remorse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
couldn't they have said he tends to express remorse?
Yeah. Right. Said he should have used baby powder instead of baby oil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Puff Diddy. New study shows
Mr. What?
Mr. Puff Diddy.
Puff Diddy. That's what I didn't hear.
Yeah. New study shows that dealing with everyday stress gets easier the older you become. And those of us that have reached certain ages realize the reason for this is as you get older, the less you give a crap.
Really?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's right. True.
They're just going to say what's on our mind. Department of Homeland Security starting to send ICE agents to Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show. I think it's a great idea. Usually you send ICE to the Super Bowl halftime when the beer's getting cold. But now they're going to make sure that...
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
That's a bad decision. And I think it's going to blow up in their face.
I saw a post this morning on my Facebook feed. It says he suspects that exactly 0.0% of the 77 million people watching the game will be watching halftime.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll get some.
Yeah, he'll get some.
Yeah.
Look, he's a global superstar. He sells out wherever he goes in world venues. But he sings not in English, mostly Spanish. He kind of dresses up in dresses and all sorts of things.
Let me ask you this. What do they do if they don't give him a visa to come in? So,
yeah, that would be the
image. And don't think that isn't on somebody's mind.
You might be right. That's a good call on your part because they might say, okay, you want to mess with us and put Bad Bunny in the halftime show? We're gonna fix your wife.
Sorry, he didn't even clear
it. You better record it on video and send it over to us. That's exactly what I would do. I'll tell him, you want to be a pain in the ass? See you later.
Right. Yeah. By the way, a judge yesterday ruled that MS-13 Maryland man Kilmar Abrego Garcia has been denied asylum.
Yeah.
Out you go, buddy.
Mama.
And Senator Van Hollen, the question is, will he have an adios margarita with Kilmar?
So, he already has blamed the Trump administration and apparently their horrible, awful immigration judges for doing this. Apparently, it's all political for Van Hollen, or it's the law for the rest of us.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's 6:19, and we're talking about here come the layoffs. Trump meeting with Budget Director Russ Vogt to make agency cuts. Earlier this week, Vogt revealed the cancellation of $8 billion in federal green energy projects targeting initiatives in blue and blue-leaning states such as California, Colorado, Illinois, and New York. He cut $18 billion from New York City's Hudson Tunnel project and the Second Avenue subway. Also, $9 billion in rescissions package that, of course, eliminated funding for USAID, PBS, NPR. The left wants all of that reinstated, along with health care for illegals. We'll get to that in just a second. But, you know, we're going to talk about this is an opportunity here for Republicans not only to downsize government. This is an opportunity to explain and demonstrate to the American people how Obamacare has failed. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that maybe in a few minutes here in just a second. So give us a call. Let us know. Should the mass layoffs ensue? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Will it help or hurt Republicans come up in the midterms? Because now is the time you got to set this ball in motion, because we got to be worried about midterms in 26, then the presidential in 28. And by then we get a chance maybe to deal with the census in 30. Mm-hmm. So you got to run the table. And it starts today. It starts right now. 620, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day, their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
So basically, the argument comes down to Democrats are complaining Republicans are trying to take away people's health care. We've heard that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Republicans are saying Democrats are trying to give health care to illegal aliens, which is true. Mm-hmm. There is a provision. We'll hear about that in just a second. What the expiration of the temporary Obamacare tax credits does should not really surprise anybody, Bruce, because the fact is it creates a phony crisis every couple of years.
Sure.
And now, the end, and listen to this number, since 2014, since Obamacare was put into place, and remember, Obamacare basically gave birth to the Tea Party. Basically, it gave birth to Obama getting shellacked. Remember that at the midterms?
Yep.
So the Democrats are setting themselves up for another shellacking. The Wall Street Journal says premiums have increased in Obamacare, the ACA, 80%. When it went fully into effect.
Well, they already started blaming the Republicans for this. If only Donald Trump were a better manager, if he handled things better, somehow there wouldn't be any shortage at all. That's the current line from the Democrats.
Yeah, well, he's been in the office 257 days, so I don't know how much he could have done with Obamacare, which has been in place now for 11 years.
623 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at the BW Parkway, and all is well right here at Hanover Road, coming down through Arundel Mills Boulevard towards Route 100. A little heavy there, southbound, but nothing major. And then right at the junction here at 295 and Route 32, all the lanes are open. So we're kind of just easing into the early morning ride. 95 between the two beltways. The lanes are open. The west side outer loop is filled in just a bit between I-70 and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start. Sunny again today, 72. Clear tonight. Temps in the low 50s. Sunny and warmer for your weekend, 77 tomorrow. Right now, 50, mostly clear in Severn. It's 50 in Parkville. So the big debate, of course, Democrats have been embarrassed all across the board. Mm-hmm. The latest is Hakeem Jeffries. While he was on CNN with fake temper, and he was not wearing a sombrero,
I noted.
That was funny.
Yeah. He was confronted by Tapper on the hidden provision that gives illegal aliens health care through emergency Medicaid and asylum loopholes.
Donald Trump blessed it as well.
So let me ask you about a provision that the Republicans are talking about quite a bit. I know you want to talk about, and Democrats want to talk about, extending the Obamacare subsidies, which expire at the end of 2025. But they talk about the provisions, and it's right here, subtitle E, and this has to do with the repeal of health care subtitle changes, and specifically what it is. How they characterize it is, you want to give health insurance to undocumented immigrants. I understand that's not really an accurate depiction, but what it does do is...
That's a lie.
It's a lie, but what you support does bring back funding for emergency Medicaid to hospitals, some of which does pay for undocumented immigrants and people who don't have health insurance. And also, there is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's about people with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid. So they're non-citizens. They're not undocumented. They're not illegal. Why even include that in a bill, knowing that they're going to seize right upon that and use that to message?
He was stunned.
Yeah.
Hakeem Jeffries was in a blunder at that point. And I think he probably regretted going on CNN. But wait, fake Tapper was not done yet with Senior Jeffries.
The partisan spending bill, is that the one big beautiful bill or the continuing resolution? Because the continuing resolution just funds the government at the current level.
Well, actually, the continuing resolution that they have presented to the Congress is a partisan bill. House Democrats voted against it in March because it hurt veterans, hurt seniors, hurt children, hurt child care affordability, hurt housing affordability, and hurt health care. This is why we opposed it.
You're saying that Chuck Schumer then voted for a Republican partisan bill because he voted for that. So did 9 other Democrats in the March.
Ouch! Dollar store wow. Obama, sans sombrero, gets gobsmacked.
Credit to CNN asking that line of questions.
You give it credit there, but then they went on to cut off Speaker Johnson as he was getting ready to lay the lumber on the Democrats.
The working families tax cut included a huge provision. A big chunk of that bill was the health provisions. Now, why are we saying that they want to return and restore taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal aliens? Because that's exactly what they did. When they rejected the clean CR that we sent over, the Senate Democrats...
All right, we're listening here to Speaker Johnson. He's trying to frame the shutdown as a Democratic shutdown. He also falsely claimed that Democrats want to give extend health care to illegal immigrants. That is not true. Illegal immigrants are not eligible for federal health care programs.
CNN is not a news,
that's not news
organization.
That's pure opinion.
Pure opinion, propaganda, and advocacy, denying the speaker a response there to interject and interrupt to basically carry the water for the Democrats, who, by the way, it was a Democrat-Biden spending in the clean CR, so that it's all Democrats. Democrats, the House passed it, and the Democrats in the Senate are blocking it, and then Aliyah Watha went on CBS, and she got a lot of some feedback from the CBS anchor.
You know, Republicans say what you're really fighting for is taxpayer dollars for, as they put it, illegal aliens. I know that's not strictly true, but there is a provision.
Not strictly true.
It's not true directly, but
it is a flat out lie. It is a flat out lie.
The way that they frame it.
There is nothing in Medicare that permits one undocumented immigrant to get $1 of assistance.
Senator, if you'd let me finish the question.
Of course, I'm sorry.
Sorry, in the Democratic counteroffer, the proposal for funding, there is a restoration of Medicaid benefits for certain non-citizens that it had been taken away in the big, beautiful bill, as the Republicans put it. Republicans don't think those people should be getting health care on the taxpayer dime. I'm not asking on the merits. Politically, putting that in there exposes you to this talking point, this lie, as you put it. Why put it in there? Why is it worth it?
Yeah. Well, there you have both CNN and CBS, and there are other examples of this. Gene Shaheen and others, of course, Kahana, whatever his name is. Again, they all basically have, and we've had Mad Maxine in the last couple of days, all admitting that they want health care for everyone. Mm-hmm. And this provision in this CR would do that.
Well, you know, it's if they didn't have double standards. They have no standards at all in the circumstance. I mean, they have to simply decide on which side they want to fall. You know, historically, they've been all in favor of this. We'll talk about this in the next 30 minutes. They've been all in favor of health care for illegal aliens.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, they think it's not palatable, so they're all pretending they never said anything of the sort.
That's a great point, because they've all been in favor of health care for illegal aliens, and they've all been opposed to shutdowns.
Yeah,
Schumer,
right.
Especially. And
three
now,
times.
Let this sink in. As a result of this Schumer shutdown, veterans may not get their health care because they're lobbying for illegal aliens to get theirs. Think about that for just a second. 6:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Howard County Public Schools will not be offering in-school flu or COVID vaccination clinics this year due to extenuating circumstances. Staff, parents, and guardians encouraged to contact their doctor for vaccination information or consider accessing vaccinations from local pharmacies and urgent care centers. Officials also say the Howard County Health Department will offer free flu shots at various community events this fall. According to the Baltimore Banner, the spokesman says the school system previously used grants to fund the vaccination clinics, but the money was not secured this year. Police say they have arrested a suspect in the decades-old murder of Denise Horsey in Salisbury. Horsey was stabbed to death at a home on Naylor Street, 2006. Last week, the cold case investigators identified Tyrone Hughey as the suspect. Baltimore police are investigating the deadly double stabbing in the city's central district. At around 9:15 Thursday night, officers called to the 800 block of North Bond Street, where they found a 47-year-old man with stab wounds. A 52-year-old man found a short time later near Broadway and Monumental Street. Both men taken to the hospital. The 47-year-old man unfortunately passed away. According to the preliminary investigation, both victims involved in an altercation on Bond Street. And Bond has been denied for the security guard charged with assaulting a man outside the Cross Street Public House on September 27th. Kevin Weaver surrendered to Baltimore police on Wednesday after a viral video showed him putting the man in a chokehold and slamming his head into and through a car window. Weaver is charged with first and second degree assault. He will remain held until a preliminary hearing on October 30th. And a student from Sandy Plains Elementary in Dundalk has been removed from the school after allegedly threatening other students. Principal Christina Davis sent a message to the school community Tuesday explaining what happened. Coming up on 6:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report phishing, and update your software on all your devices. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes identity theft guaranteed or your money back. So stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK. Terms do apply.
Pick 3, lottery number 434. Pick 4 is 4286. Now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
We're at the Capitol Beltway looking at the American Legion Bridge over the Potomac, and so far, all is well. Every day in the last couple of weeks, we've had something here during the course of the rush hour. Like now, coming down the hill, we're good from Georgia Avenue. But we're backed up now from New Hampshire Avenue over to 29 on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. You might see a minor wreck near the Georgia Avenue ramp. All is well if you're coming into downtown early. JFX wide open. Ruxton Road down through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another chilly morning with morning lows starting in the low 50s, but another bright and sunny afternoon with highs headed for the Fall Lake low 70s. Tonight stays mostly clear and pretty cool too as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Now that it's becoming apparent the Ravens will go Sunday against the Texans without Lamar, the rest of the offense rallying around backup quarterback Cooper Rush. Tight end Mark Andrews asked how big of a challenge it'll be to go without Lamar.
Like you said, that's a challenge. You know, it's a obviously, you know, the type of player and leader that Lamar is and how much he means to us. You know, the beautiful thing is that we got a lot of fighters in this group and, you know, a deep organization with a ton of players that are going to step up and make plays. And
Ravens are 4-10 lifetime without Lamar, including playoffs. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken, though, believes in backup quarterback Cooper Rush.
I mean, he's the consummate pro. I mean, from the moment he got here, he was here the whole offseason. I mean, you can see why he's been successful.
Rush is 4-4 as a starter. Last year in Dallas, he's 9-5 in his Major League career. Meanwhile, Thursday Night Football last night in Los Angeles, and this one went into overtime.
He's made 3 of 3 tonight, and this one is off the upright and through. He doinks one for the lead.
Oh, a game of inches.
Al Michael, Kirk Herbstreit with the call on Prime. Eddie Pinheiro with the 41-yarder in overtime was the difference. This after he struck a 59-yarder to give the Niners a lead in the fourth. San Francisco prevails over the Rams 26-23, and at 4-1 now are all alone atop the NFC West. Major League Baseball wild card action yesterday. Tigers skulked into Cleveland with their tails between their legs after blowing a Major League record 15.5 game lead to the Guardians in the regular season, but they redeemed themselves yesterday in Cleveland.
Gabriel Arias, Josh Naylor, among others. Here's a well-hit ball to left by Dingler, way back at the wall, and it is gone!
Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. Dylan Dingler, who grew up an Indians fan just down the road in Massillon, Ohio, puts the dagger in his hometown Guardians as Detroit prevails 6-3 was the final, and they move on to the ALDS against the Mariners. Meanwhile, in Chicago, Cubs and Padres tied at one game apiece.
Since the second for that swing, as Bush clears the ivy.
Familiar voice of Kevin Brown with the call on ABC. Michael Bush shot heard round the north side of Chicago yesterday as the Cubs take care of the Padres 3-1 the final at Wrigley. And with last night's 4-0 blanking by the Yankees of the Red Sox, the division round series matchups are complete. It'll be the Yanks and Blue Jays, Tigers and Mariners in the American League, Cubs, Brewers, Dodgers and Phillies in the National League. Caps in action last night in D.C. suffering their first exhibition loss, 3-1 the final at the hands of the Bruins. One more practice game Saturday against the Blue Jackets, and then the season opener against Boston on Wednesday night. The time now is 6:37 when we return another Orioles broadcaster in hot water in Canada.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
What is it with Oreo broadcasters and Canada and hockey?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, okay. You know, it's they keep fumbling.
I'm going to tell you what happened. You guys may be aware. Brian Roberts, a couple of weeks back, when they were in Toronto, was mentioning that he was questioning Toronto baseball fans' knowledge because they're so involved in hockey. Well, last night, yesterday, in the Cubs-Padres game, Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald were the team, okay? And Kevin Brown asked Ben McDonald, you're going to be watching the NHL, you know, when the season starts coming up next week, because he's going to be working on ESPN for the Major League Baseball playoffs, so they're also broadcasting hockey games.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Ben McDonald says, and I'll play the audio later in the show, I have no interest and I'm not going to watch any hockey at all. No NHL hockey at all. I have absolutely no interest in NHL hockey.
Right.
And so here we go, another Oriole broadcaster basically belittling Canada and its national sport.
Well, some would argue that he didn't watch much baseball this year either.
That would be 100% accurate.
No, isn't he from Cajun country?
Yeah, he is from Cajun country.
So what is he know? What is he know
in the Louisiana, the swamps of Louisiana? They have no idea.
Can you imagine if New Orleans had a hockey team? Like, how would they even keep the ice cold down there? Be impossible.
They find a way during Mardi Gras to keep the ice cold. Okay?
That is true.
All right, thanks, Gary. Yep. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Mike reminds us, hey, remember Justice Roberts said Obamacare was a tax. Remember, that's how they kept it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It wasn't a penalty. You know, it was a tax. That's how they kept it all together. So 11 years later, it's expensive. It doesn't work. It's broken our health care system. And maybe one of these days, you know, after all the wars end and President Trump is able to get this economy turned around again, he can turn his sights on health care and see if he can fix that.
Jean Shaheen, you know who she is, right?
From New Hampshire.
That's right. She was interviewed. This is classic. Now, part of it I'm going to have to describe because part of it is visual. But she was asked about why Democrats keep lobbying for health care for illegal aliens.
I haven't heard anybody in my party saying that illegal immigrants should get access to the health insurance market.
She's not heard anybody say that. Well, the interviewer, this is over on Fox, they played a piece of video for of the 2020 Democrat debate when that question was asked of all of the Democrats running for the presidency. It was a big field at that time. It was like 7 or 8 of them all up on stage.
A lot of you have been talking tonight about these government health care plans that you've proposed in one form or another. This is a show of hands question, and hold them up for a moment so people can see. Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Okay. Every single hand.
Everyone goes up. So Shaheen, then afterwards, there was this guy gobsmacked. She didn't know exactly how to handle that, change the subject and move along. But this is now a matter of pretty wide debate, as you have people on the political left trying to justify how, well, the Democrats have never been in favor of this. Scott Jennings called him out.
Look, I don't understand why everybody's so mad. For time in memoriam, Democrats have argued that it's good. It's good for illegal immigrants to get Medicaid. Every candidate for president in 2020 raised their hand for it. In the big, beautiful bill debate, they argued it was good policy. I can't believe there's an about-face of the Democratic Party on it today.
Yeah, which is actually just bluntly the truth, as we just witnessed with all the candidates in 2020 being in favor of it. Now, all of a sudden, here we are 5 years later, and they've never heard of this concept. It's just never happened in their reality. By denying the reality, they hope they can establish a new one, and the sheeple will believe it. But Jennings then went on, and he was attacked by both Karen Finney, a big-time Democrat, and by Caitlin Collins, the smirker. They both went after him, and he more than held his own.
People who are in the country illegally also can't get Medicaid.
Sure they can. Sure they can.
They can't get Medicaid.
They also can't register to vote. They also can't register to vote, but we just found one in Maryland who was running the Des Moines school system.
Oh, my God. One?
I mean, I'm telling you. You guys say these things can't happen, and then they happen.
I'm just saying it's federal law.
You can run cover for it if you want, but they do get federal tax money. They do get federal tax money.
They do indeed get federal tax money. Money comes to them. Hospitals get reimbursed for emergency room use. Money goes toward the health care of illegal aliens in this country, one way or the other.
Well, where there's one, there's many more. But here's the point. The Democrats are arguing we're not for health care for illegals at the federal level. But what they fail to tell you is that Medicaid is a partnership between the federal government and state governments. California has voted and passed a law that allows Medicaid to be used for free health care for all non-citizens in their state. Now, that's not a federal stipend, but it's a state tax dollars are going for health care for illegal aliens.
And, of course, that money has to come from somewhere. It can't come from the feds. That comes from the taxpayers in California. Another reason their taxes are keep going up, and another reason why people are fleeing California. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We're back up in Harford County looking at the construction zone. Right lane is blocked. Northbound 95 and Route 24, 76-mile marker. Right now, the speed's not too bad. A little bit slow going north now, so you start to see that speed reduction and some brake lights in that area. Beltway still looks good. The Parkville side has filled in right at Harford Road. A little bit slow there. And the west side, right around I-70 down through Route 40 West. But overall, not bad at all. Both the tunnels are still still under a five-minute delay. We'll take that anytime on a Friday morning with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and weekend. Chilly start today, sunny, 72 today, and then clear tonight and in the low 50s. The weekend looking nice, sunny, upper 70s both Saturday and Sunday. But right now, we're looking at mostly cloudy, 49 in Reisterstown, 51 in Baltimore City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Why is the rum always gone?
All right, the discount grocery store chain Aldi has released its scheduled limited time Aldi finds for this month. And Bruce, you'll be happy to know that Mama Cozy's Halloween pumpkin shaped pizza is now available.
That is so great for me to know.
Aldi's. We don't know if it's pumpkin flavored, but it is pumpkin shaped.
That'd make it even better, wouldn't it?
Yes. And you can also get your Southern Grove Halloween trail mix. There's little tiny pumpkins.
Little tiny pumpkins.
It sucks.
In other words,
DoorDash has a new delivery robot. Now imagine that you see this thing coming up your driveway.
Yeah,
you
can't
see
it, Joe.
But it looks like, I mean, yeah, look, that's going to be a lot of people. What the heck is this? They're calling it Dot. It can carry 30 pounds of food at 20 miles per hour.
Wow. That sounds like me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You haven't seen 20 miles per hour probably ever.
Mr. Casey. Oh.
I say that with love because even the top sprinters, some of the top guys that run like 4.4 40s, they do 20 miles an hour.
And
that
I didn't say it was going to be all at one time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that Hupmobile you drive can barely get over 15, right?
Hupmobile.
It's a 10 trips for Chuck at 2 miles per hour would be 20 miles per hour.
I have a 1938 Wombat that I'm driving right now.
Oh, sweet car.
Yes.
He must have has other cars are in the shop or something.
All the other ones?
Yeah.
No, they're all in the garage. Yeah. One of them's here. One of them's here with me now.
Do you still have the vet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
You still have the Mustang?
Mm-mm, not anymore.
Oh, you got rid of the Mustang.
Oh, you got rid of the Mustang, yeah.
Okay.
How about the Maserati?
No, never had that. Never liked those.
No, me
how
either.
About the,
I hate those things.
How about the Maybach?
How about the Henway?
What's a Henway?
About 2 pounds.
Uncrustables. They're now.
I'm easy.
They're making protein flavored snacks now, of course, with a lot more protein in them.
Protein flavored?
Well, more protein in their flavored snacks. Right. So they have their extra dose of proteins. There's called Up and Apple and Bright Eyed Berry. So they're putting peanut butter and apples, cinnamon jelly sandwiches together, and so on and so forth. I was never an Uncrustable guy.
No.
It's a processed food.
I had my first one the other day.
Did you really?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Very first one.
Is that when you changed?
That's what you changed to what?
Your clothes.
Oh.
He's momentarily stunned, folks.
I was just kind of figuring where you were going with that.
I'm more than momentarily stunned.
I was trying to make all the pages fall into place. Yeah. Where am I going to go with an answer here? Yeah. Change to what?
You got most of the pages that fall in place. The Patty page. She wouldn't cooperate.
Right.
That's true. Boy, this is really sucking.
Yeah, it really is.
Let's end it. End it right
now. Henway. Oh, that's why we did that.
All right. 6:47. 13 minutes now before the hour.
Stored all on the Grecian urn, do you?
7 o'clock here on the morning drive. Pie cost was the other one.
Ready? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's a pie cost?
Yeah.
All right. We're back.
I don't know. What's a Grecian urn?
Unreal. That's a old bad dad joke.
We just lost the show today.
Yes, we did.
That's it. Show's over. Turn it off. We'll see you Monday.
All right, what else we got here? We have lost our place momentarily.
No. We haven't lost our place. When you talk to the Democrats about whether they want health care for illegals, they all say pretty much the same thing.
Get away!
Run away! Run away! Run away! Run away! Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says, well, you know, it's easier than that. All you have to do is read the book, you know, read the bill. He actually references the page and the paragraph where it specifies Democrat support for illegal aliens. And he says, look, it's not a big deal. It's a philosophical difference. Democrats want everybody on Medicaid.
They're trying to take out in its entirety the reforms that we put into the big, beautiful bill pertaining to health. And why is that so important? Because what we did was we strengthened the Medicaid program by making sure that ineligible recipients are not on the rolls.
Yeah. Now, we went through this a couple of weeks ago. We're going through it again because the Democrats figure if they keep lying to you, then sooner or later, the big lie concept, you'll believe it, and they'll simply go from there. Well, the problem with this approach is that it's a lie. The Democrats want this. They have no problem with it. They look forward to it. They've always wanted it. There are many Democrats who want everybody on Medicaid regardless of income. So when the Republicans say, no, people who aren't eligible currently for Medicaid should not be getting Medicaid, that's both American citizens who should be able-bodied and able to work, or people who are illegal, the Democrats say, we believe that that's cruel and horrible. Everybody deserves health care.
Well, as we all know, it is Obamacare now, and its name is Affordable Care Act, but it's really the Unaffordable Care Act, because it did not make health care more affordable. What it did, it subsidized these tax credits and so on, premiums for both high income and low income earners, and so to help make it more affordable for them, while paying their buddies in the insurance companies, so they could get donations. This is typical teachers unions, and the donations go to the Democrat Party, and then they in turn give them goodies. Same thing happened to the insurance companies under Obamacare. It's a vicious cycle. They did the same thing with student loans. It did make college education more affordable. They made it worse, and now we see we have a $1 trillion student loan debt based on that. This is what Democrats do when they grow government.
You would think, actually, they learn from their experience that if you subsidize something, you will get more of it.
Yeah.
If you subsidize something, the costs will go up to the rate where people were willing to pay in the first place.
Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex, Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM Friday morning. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
If you're heading towards Annapolis early, I-97, we're looking at you live right here at the split at Route 32. And all is well. And for the traffic coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard, everybody's open, moving right along. No problems right now. 50 is still clear. It's a good ride early from the Bay Bridge through Sandy Point over to the Severn River Bridge. And then the lanes are clear, remaining over towards the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend today is going to be a chilly start, but warm it up, sunny and 72. The rest of the weekend, sunshine and highs in the upper 70s. A little chilly right now, 48 in Forest Hill, 51 in Middle River. And once again, Governor, I am not running for President Moore. Governor, I stand with the people more. Governor, tax more. Is still going after President Trump on the Schumer shutdown.
This shutdown was avoidable. This shutdown was unnecessary. This shutdown will directly hurt Maryland and directly hurt Mariners.
So what he does here,
talk to the Democrats.
Yeah. So what he does here, he'll blame Washington, not mentioning the Democrats, but then single out President Trump.
A shutdown doesn't just happen. It's a choice. So let there be absolutely no mistake. We are here because Washington broke its pact with all 50 states. The President of the United States couldn't close a deal on making health care more affordable.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't either. The Democrats could not make health care more affordable. They just subsidized the premium holders, the ratepayers. That's all they did. They ballooned. You saw the Wall Street Journal, 80% increase in healthcare premiums since 2014 when Obamacare went into place. But that's not even the focus of this. Now, what is Maryland on the hook for these furloughed, laid off, perhaps permanently, federal workers?
These are the three steps that we are taking right now. First, keep government programs running and keep state employees on the job. Second, trigger protections that help Marylanders keep a roof over their heads, the lights on, and groceries in the fridge. And third, protect and expand emergency financial supports to federal workers.
Well, the state of Maryland can barely keep the lights on based on the 40% of the power it's being imported. But I want to focus on, where's this money coming from? Well, the governor's office put a statement out yesterday saying that the administration will work closely with our partners at the state treasurer's office and the comptroller's office to manage the impacts of the federal shutdown in the state budget and cash reserves. Per the treasurer's office, Maryland has approximately $20 billion in total cash portfolio with $3.5 billion in fully liquid cash to help bridge federal receivables as long as the state has reasonable confidence that we will ultimately be reimbursed. And he says, this is our current operating assumption for this shutdown. Now, I've always been taught it's dangerous to assume.
Yeah. Out of both you and me.
Yeah, exactly. And so the point here is, this is a guy that took a $5 billion surplus to turn it into a $3 billion deficit, then imposed the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland, $1.67 billion, to end up with a $3.5 billion surplus now. And he's going to put that surplus in jeopardy by paying federal workers who are temporarily laid off, or who, again, the unemployment fund is a whole different ballgame, because private companies pay into the unemployment fund. And so it's like, I don't know where all this money's coming from. We should demand a forensic accounting of all money spent during this shutdown if it ends up being a protracted one. I don't see it ending today.
No. The distance is too great between the two sides, and there's not enough psychological pressure on either side yet to force them to capitulate, although it will never be seen as capitulation. It will be seen as reaching a reasonable compromise.
Or across the aisle.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know,
so it's something that, the bottom line is, this is where you're supposed to work together as a two-party system and a bipartisan effort to do what's best for the American people, and that's not going to happen here because of this demand of health care for illegal aliens. I think the best option would be pass the clean CR, which I hate. I hate CRs, number one. I'd rather have single subject appropriation bills. Congress continues to shirk its responsibility, even under the Republicans controlling it. But I would rather see a clean CR now, and then for the next 3 weeks, then you can start to get into the weeds here and negotiate before the next. But we're going to keep having this now. Until you do single subject appropriation bills, you're going to have these continuing resolutions and these continuing shutdown threats ad infinitum.
Well, I've been arguing in favor of single subject bills for years. The idea that you could Christmas tree ornament on something onto a bill that has nothing. You have a bill that's an agricultural bill. So somebody says, oh, I know, I'll just put an ornament on here that takes care of, urban road potholes in urban areas. It has nothing to do with agriculture, but they just you should not be able to do this.
Remember they were talking about getting rid of pork entirely, and I think they did for like half a year or something, but it's back. Pork barrel spending is
back. I thought you meant pork.
With a vengeance, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you meant pork.
No. Pork barrel spending is what
the pork in the, clear about that.
In the legislation. There's lots of it still going on both sides of the aisle. And this is how the administrative deep state has been allowed to entrench itself and grow and expand, thus, getting in the way of any president, specifically not President Trump. So he knows what's at stake here. He and Russ Vogt both know that they're going to have to downsize, and that's going to happen today.
Isn't it interesting that we talk about pork barrel spending, and they talk about bringing home the bacon?
Yeah.
I mean, I just never thought of that until this very moment.
Right.
Revelation, folks. I hope you saw the light above my head.
Coming up next, more on the serial con man, Ian Roberts.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. On this day three of the government shutdown, there will be another Senate vote on a Republican bill to end it. And House Speaker Mike Johnson says at this point, the ball is entirely in the Democrats' court.
Don't ask the Republicans what we should be doing or what we should be negotiating. I don't have anything to negotiate. I sent them in good faith exactly what they had voted for before. We did not put any Republican provisions in that. And we tried to make this very simple, in good faith, so the appropriations process of the people can continue.
And a key economic report is among the casualties of the ongoing shutdown.
The Labor Department typically releases its monthly job numbers on the first Friday of the month. But that report on economic data is being delayed amidst the ongoing shutdown. A short delay won't be very disruptive, but a long absence of those numbers could pose challenges, particularly for the Federal Reserve. The Fed relies on jobs data as it grapples with interest rates amid a slowing labor market. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent named as a suspect in yesterday's deadly car and knife attack outside a synagogue in Manchester. Two people were killed, three are hospitalized with serious injuries. Police fatally shot the suspect, putting an end to the attack on Yom Kippur, the holiest of Jewish holy days. Russian President Putin warning the United States that supplying Ukraine with long-range missiles will seriously damage relations between Moscow and Washington, while not altering the situation on the battlefield. The Bishop of London, Sarah Mullally, has been named Archbishop of Canterbury, first time a woman has been chosen as a spiritual leader of the Church of England. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 111 points, and NASDAQ futures 61 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
703, Talk Radio 680, WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still doing just fine. We're definitely under a five-minute delay right now. Really no delays at all. Just some moderate to heavy traffic southbound, both 95 and 895, and then through the city at Camden Yards at 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. Minor slowing, a couple of areas on the Beltway, but all the lanes are clear. JFX looks good. Just look at it. You're okay there from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another chilly morning with morning lows starting in the low 50s, but another bright and sunny afternoon with highs headed for the Fall Lake low 70s. Tonight stays mostly clear and pretty cool too as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley 49 degrees, Pikesville 47 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A student from Sandy Plains Elementary in Dundalk has been removed from the school after allegedly threatening other students. Principal Christina Davis sent a message to the school community on Tuesday explaining what happened. Administrators contacted the school resource officer and the Department of Social the Department of School Safety, that is, who determined that the threat was not credible. Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen reacting to the immigration judge rejecting Kilmer Abrego Garcia's request for asylum. Van Hollen has posted a message saying, quote, immigration judges are Trump's DOJ employees. He's already fired more than 80 of them, and he's made it clear he'll fire anyone at DOJ who refuses to fall in line, end quote. Howard County Public Schools will not be offering in-school flu or COVID vaccination clinics this year due to extenuating circumstances. That's how they characterize it. Staff, parents, guardians encouraged to contact their doctor for vaccination information or consider addressing the vaccination issue at your local pharmacy or urgent care center. And police say they have arrested a suspect in the decades-old murder of Denise Horsey in Salisbury. Horsey stabbed to death at a home on Naylor Street, 2006. And last week, cold case investigators identified one Tyrone Huey as the suspect. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 434. Your pick 4, 4286. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. For the second straight year, the Ravens defense slow out of the gate. And for the second straight year, defensive coordinator Zach Orr bearing the brunt of the criticism. Linebacker Tavius Robinson was asked if he and the defense hears that criticism.
I don't hear any of that really. No, I don't pay attention to the outside social media and all that. But I think Zach Orr is a great coach. And he puts us in the positions to be great and make plays. So again, it's on us as players to go out there, execute the scheme, and make the plays when our number's called.
Nevertheless, the Ravens defense bringing up the rear having surrendered the most points in the league, and only the Cowboys have surrendered more yardage. One of the big questions facing the Orioles in the offseason revolves around the team's core of young players and their ability to lead into the future. Manager Mancino at his press conference Monday, yes, he's still the manager, optimistic about it for 2026.
Once the trade deadline hit and some of the bigger personalities were moved to different places, I feel like that core group of players started to kind of separate themselves and take the reins, so to speak.
A veteran bat, though, in the middle of the lineup wouldn't be a bad thing either. MLB playoffs yesterday, Tigers, Cubs, and Yankees advanced. Division round begins tomorrow afternoon. Coming up in 30 minutes, Orioles broadcaster Kevin Brown with a very strong statement yesterday during the Cubs-Padres game. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are our contact numbers here. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And, of course, coming up in this hour, we're looking at Greta Thunberg has been busted. How dare we?
How dare they?
We'll take a look at the Charlie Kirk smears continue. And quietly, there have been a lot of Secret Service fails over the last week. We'll document those for you. But once again, the con man, illegal alien, they con people in Baltimore, in D.C., in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and then in Des Moines, Iowa. Well, things are heating up for Mr. Roberts.
Well, once upon a time, he was Dr. Roberts until it was discovered that the doctorate he claimed he never achieved. He also didn't achieve much of the other stuff that he had claimed. And that, you know, his school experience was not exactly the school experience that he was claiming. This guy is Ian Roberts. He was here for a while. And then up in Pennsylvania, he, of course, there were questions about grade fixing here while he was here and whether there was social advancements taking place. So he goes up to Pennsylvania. Millbrook was the school system where he was. And then he has to leave there because of allegations of inappropriate behavior with a fellow employee on school grounds. And I won't pursue that anymore because it's still kind of in litigation from the former employee who was discharged for, I think it's constructive discharge, I think is the phrase, kind of an odd phrase. And then he goes out to Des Moines, Iowa, and they apparently don't do due diligence. They don't bother even checking to see whether or not this guy...
They did a background check, and he found out that he did not have a doctorate degree from Morgan State, and they hired him anyway.
Yeah. Well, this is Jackie Norris. She heads the school board out there in Des Moines. And she, you know, she said, well, the fake doctor seemed like a nice fake doctor.
Friday morning, everything changed for all of us, including Dr. Roberts. The individual who was leading our district with energy and enthusiasm was detained by ICE agents. Since that time, this district, the Iowa Department of Education, the Department of Homeland Security, and others have learned that his citizenship and status and eligibility to work in the United States is not what we were led to believe.
With enthusiasm, really? Okay, I'm so enthusiastic because I'm getting six figures and I'm an illegal alien in this country. Of course he's enthusiastic. Then she went on to say that we gave him a chance to explain this minor discrepancy in the school records.
We gave Dr. Roberts an opportunity through his attorney to provide any information that would substantiate his claims by answering a set of questions regarding citizenship. He did not provide the board with the information we requested. Instead, he submitted a letter of resignation through his attorney.
Yeah, okay, and then he skedaddled, basically. He says, sorry, I'm not here anymore. Don't you think at some point in this guy's career, somebody would have taken a look at his alleged school records, the doctorate and so forth that he didn't test for, didn't receive, and asked a pretty simple question.
Are you a real doctor or a doctor like Dr. Pepper's a doctor?
Yeah, but seriously.
But wait, there's more. He was he claimed he had been honored by George Washington University as Principal of the Year. A GW spokesperson said the university has no record of awarding such recognition to D.C. principals and did not present this award. And then he wrote on LinkedIn he was an incoming MBA candidate at MIT Sloan School of Management. And he said that he completed an MBA at MIT. An MIT spokesperson said the registrar's office has no record of enrollment of a person with the name Ian Andre Roberts. A guy is a complete scam and con man.
Probably what happened to him is what happened to me. I think if you contact Harvard Law School right now, they curiously have lost all of my records for the law degree that I contend that I received there. It's just, it happens. Fell through the
cracks.
He
is now in the custody of the Department of Justice and may face legal action in Pennsylvania. And we also have him tied to the grade changing scandal here in Baltimore as well.
I'm contacting Harvey Specter to help me out on this one. 713 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That's what happened to me when I went to What's the Matter You.
Yeah, really. I mean, they lose records all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I didn't care. I didn't like my records anyway.
What? Don't forget, the time you won the Indy 500, somehow they left your name off of that entirely? It's a shame, Chuck.
The Borg Warner Trophy. I cried ever since.
I know.
Yeah. Chuck got a bachelor's degree. It was really good at being a bachelor.
For about a week and a half, two weeks.
Exactly.
Same here. Same here.
I got a degree in BS. That's how I got this job.
We checked your credentials and you excel at that.
Oh, credentials. Now we're going somewhere. A guy used to work with me said, show me one time. Guy was selling insurance. He said, show me your credentials before you come in. Now, in the meantime, southbound 95, if you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, there's a minor wreck right there at the split. You take the ramp to Key Highway or you go straight on 95. Two or three vehicles there in the painted out area. So far, they're not really paying much attention to it. So we'll keep an eye on it, but it would affect the traffic a little bit there in the right tube coming south. Still nothing major on the Beltway. There's a new wreck over on the southwest side in the city at Wilkins Avenue, at Caton Avenue, and again, just to the north there of the bridge from I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. Chilly start, sunny and warmer today, 72. Tonight back down into the low 50s, but then we get warmer for Saturday and Sunday with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s. Right now, sunny, 51 in Middle River. It is 50 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, today, as part of the Democrat shutdown website, the White House introduced an interactive online map featuring letters from state legislative and community leaders across the country urging swift passage of the Clean CR and demanding Democrats end their reckless push to hold the government hostage. So you can check that out at their website at go to the White House there for that. President Trump saying the Democrat Schumer shutdown hurting families, veterans, workers all across the country. Of course, that is gone. And look, you have all these people now that are not getting paid. I mean, the ICE agents alone are still out there doing the job, removing dangerous illegals, and they are not getting paid at this point. Mm-hmm. Now, they'll get paid eventually when the government reopens. Speaking of ICE, Tom Holman successfully convinced Apple to remove a ICE agent tracking app that you could download from Apple to track ICE agents.
I think they took it down because what Pam Bondi said, they're going to investigate these people who put these apps up, because it does. It puts law enforcement at great risk.
You remember Tina Peters?
Yeah.
She was a Colorado election official mm-hmm. that suspected there was some funny business going on with the machines, and she was right. And she made a copy of what happened in the machine. Of course, they then accused her of election interference, and she went to jail. She's a Gold Star mom. She went to jail, and yesterday was the 1 year. She's been in jail now 1 year. She's in ill health. New information revealing that Tina is still incarcerated because of a system that is broken. And we can fault many that are holding her captive to this day, because when she walks free, the state of Colorado will be revealed for what it is. The cheating and the voting, the money laundering, the child trafficking, the Satanist demonic agenda of the Rainbow Mafia, and the theft of money, land, and mineral rights, and running a state that makes money on taking kids away from their parents. So we'll get into that. But Tina, she's a 70-year-old cancer survivor, Gold Star mom, husband taken to another state, was forced to divorce Tina. He died in a rest home. She is a good woman, and President Trump would like to try to do something to free Tina Peters.
Who was an election official, and she saw cheating in Colorado, and she viewed it as horrible, and she said, what's going on here? And she went to the machine and she tried to open to find out whether or not it was cheating. And they went to her and they said, did you touch this machine? Yes. And they arrested her. They arrested her instead of the people that did the cheating. It's a state charge, so it's hard to do anything with. But we're gonna do something. What they did in Colorado. Look, Colorado just went to all mail-in voting. That means they cheat. That's why they lost. That's one of the reasons, but that's a big reason why they just lost the whole Space Command.
Yeah. And so they've begun to punish the state of Colorado for, again, any system, any state, or any country that goes to all mail-in voting.
Invitation for fraud.
It is. Absolutely. So the left continues to, decry the White House and say that Trump and Vance and everybody else are a bunch of bigots and racists because they were joking around and put a sombrero on Hakeem Jeffries in a meme. And that came up with the White House presser earlier this week.
I make this solemn promise to you that if you help us reopen the government, the sombrero memes will stop. And I've talked to the President of the United States about that.
Classic.
So then they doubled down. They put sombreros on both Hakeem, Dollar Store Obama, and Chuck U. Schumer. So
and then they've added a mariachi band to that.
With Trump blowing the horn. They just keep getting better and better and better. Russ Vogt, Office of Management and Budget, saying the Democrats have just completely lost their minds in this Schumer shutdown.
It has never been a viewpoint that $1.5 trillion is a reasonable amount of spending to be included on a short-term CR. This is hostage-taking. It is not something that we are going to accept. And we hope that the Democrats come back from the brink, fund this government, and allow us to move forward.
You remember Madison Cawthorn?
Yes.
Young MAGA Republican that ran in the North Carolina 11th Congressional District and served there, and then he was forced out, defeated by Chuck Edwards after some scandals. He is now running for Congress again.
Okay.
This time in Southwest Florida in Byron Donald's seat, because Byron Donald is running for governor of Florida. So he's launched a comeback bid in Florida. We'll see how that goes. We'll keep an eye on him. And finally, in a highly unusual move, a federal judge yesterday recused himself from Oregon's lawsuit against the Trump administration over the activation of its National Guard to quell the violence directed towards ICE agents. U.S. District Judge Michael Simon, an Obama appointee, at the request of the DOJ, recused himself due to the conflict of interest involving his wife, Democrat Representative Suzanne Bonamici. She publicly has stated she's against the troop deployment to Portland. Now a Trump appointee, Judge Karen Immergut, will oversee the case. So he didn't say it, but the wife said it. And the DOJ said, no, that's a little suspicious, so out you go. Another big win for the Trump administration. Day 257 of the new Golden Age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 721, your calls and comments and more. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, the smears against Charlie Kirk and Secret Service fails that you've not heard about. This on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville is having a spectacular pig roast September 19th and 20th. But there's never a time for the moment you arrive. The aroma will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, homemade desserts that taste just like mom made, and so much more. While you're there, stop by Twin Brook Furniture for incredible ideas and unbeatable value. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market, York Road in Cockeysville.
Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is waiving his commission, searching for a deserving family to buy or sell a home. Help Vinny with your nomination at homewithvinny.com or WCBM.com before October 14th.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, there's the wreck here in the painted out area. Southbound 95 at the Key Highway ramp. If you're coming out of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, they're right there. The split. The ramp is open and the main line of 95 is open. They're kind of staying out of the right lane just to make sure, but it's really not a big deal right now for the traffic through there. Northbound traffic at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is doing okay. We've had really no problems so far on 895 southbound, and with the traffic moving down from the area of the Eastern Avenue ramp and eventually into O'Donnell Street, changing to Cameron now. Very nice, with a brief delay forming up right before the tunnel southbound. Baltimore County, new wreck, Pulaski Highway at Middle River Road. Accident, a new one in the city now on Waterview Avenue, right there at the middle branch of the Patapsco Waterview Avenue near the Hanover Street Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Chilly start, but sunny and 72. A little bit later on, we're 50 and partly cloudy in Severn and 50 in Parkville. It would not surprise me if Ian Roberts was also a Bronze Star recipient who served in the same unit
as Westmore.
As Westmore.
Absolutely. Stephen, that's exactly what happened.
Stephen Reister's down.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
My new name for the governor is Wes Moron, okay?
All right.
So he was on the news yesterday. I don't understand why people that I talk to don't understand that the private sector pays all the taxes. Government jobs just reimburse the system.
Mm-hmm.
You try to explain that to somebody, and they're like, dude, I pay taxes. I know, but private sector, he's going to take our private money,
right,
pay these people. I mean, if I don't have a job, I don't get paid.
Well, you see, it's the same concept, Steve. Steve, it's the same concept. You have to understand that government provides all. You will be poor and be happy because of it, and the government will take care of you.
I want to know where the line is so I can get my reimbursement check, okay?
Well, in the private sector, if you are unemployed, you go file for unemployment benefits, which are paid for by the private sector. Mm-hmm. They're coming out of businesses. So, you know, there is no reimbursement. You're not going to get reimbursed. I'm not going to get reimbursed. And I doubt the state is going to get reimbursed either.
Correct. And then another thing, why, you know, this is a little bit off subject, but why isn't there President Trump sending the National Guard on the Key Bridge? I don't understand it. There should be 2,000 people working there. It's 500 feet away, and they won't even send in and start the footers for the new bridge.
Well, they just did the test piles this week, so, you know, that's...
Anyhow, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
It just struck me as odd yesterday reading that they're testing to make sure that the Key Bridge had piles, they're test piles, apparently.
Yeah.
So
we're going to hear from Ed Hale at the top of the hour about the Key Bridge. He's calling out Westmore about the lack of urgency.
Well, this thing out in Des Moines, it really is classic. This is the perfect extension of what happens with people's resumes. You know, resume inflation, where somebody says, yeah, I was in charge of facilitating the illumination of the entire conference room using a high-tech electric probe. And it turns out the guy was in charge of changing the light bulbs and turning on the switch. I mean, this is kind of what happens. And Ian Roberts is the epitome of this. It's lie after lie after lie after lie, with the assumption that's made too often now that nobody is going to check your resume. Nobody's going to actually check to see if you did the stuff you say you did. And part of this is exacerbated by what happens if you call somebody's employer and say, did so-and-so work with you? How did he do? The employer's response is, yes, so-and-so was employed here from this date to that date. End of conversation. Because they don't want to be sued by an ex-employee if they say something untoward. That's the way the system works now, and that's an impediment to getting the honest truth out of people who are asking to come to work for you in a company. It is. Joni Ernst points this out and says, you know, honestly, because you have this woman out there deciding to run against her, and she's the one in charge of the school board. Joni Ernst says, well, gee, this seems like a little screening failure, don't you think?
Iowans are not going to approve of this. They will not approve of Jackie Norris as the president of this school board. It's unheard of.
Yeah, not only is Jackie Norris, in Joni Ernst's mind, not capable of being president of the school board, clearly she's not capable of taking Joni Ernst's seat away from her.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Get back to you later, Jasmine. We're not going to do you right now. There's supposed to be another cut there, but it's all right. Life happens.
Sorry about that. It's 7:29, 29 minutes after the hour here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. We'll hear from Jasmine Crockett a little bit later on in the program. But, yeah, Joni is running for governor in Iowa, so this Jackie Norris is running for her seat
right
in the Senate in for 26. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you should you ever need them. And one of the great things about Michael is, of course, he puts your recovery priority number one if you are involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury. And they take care of everything. And there's a lot of things that you would not think of. That first off, there's the injury. You got to recover from your injury and get better. But then there's dealing with the insurance companies, which, as you might imagine, is a complete headache and hassle. All the burden and stress of that. Sometimes people don't have doctors. You need to find a doctor. Sometimes you need medical costs advanced to you, which they will do in many, many cases. And of course, the diminution of value of your vehicle. If your vehicle's been totaled, you know that is a whole different process. Mm-hmm. I mean, try getting a replacement vehicle for at the price today's prices can be really challenging. But Michael takes on all comers, and you don't have to worry about a darn thing. All you do is you pick up the phone and you call Michael and you engage his services, and you're going to be taken care of. 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com. It's 7:30, time for latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore police investigating a deadly double stabbing in the city's central district. At around 9:15 Thursday night, officers called to the 800 block of North Bond Street. They found a 47-year-old man with stab wounds. A 52-year-old man also found a short time later near Broadway and Monument. Both men taken to the hospital. The 47-year-old man unfortunately passed away. According to the preliminary investigation, both victims involved in an altercation on Bond Street. Bond has been denied for the security guard charged with assaulting a man outside the Cross Street Public House on September 27th. Kevin Weaver surrendered to Baltimore police on Wednesday after a viral video showed him putting the man on a chokehold and slamming his head into a car window. Weaver is charged with first and second degree assault. He will remain held until a preliminary hearing on October 30th. A student from Sandy Plains Elementary in Dundalk has been removed from school after allegedly threatening other students. Principal Christina Davis sent a message to the school community on Tuesday explaining what happened. Administrators contacted the school resources officer and the Department of School Safety, who determined that the threat was not credible, but the school says the student accused of making the threat will receive consequences, quote, aligned with the student handbook, board policy, and state law. Families of the students who were threatened are receiving support from the school, and counselors are available. Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen, reacting after an immigration judge rejected Kilmer Abrego Garcia's request for asylum. Van Hollen has posted a message saying immigration judges are Trump's DOJ employees. He's already fired more than 80 of them, and he's made it clear he'll fire anyone at DOJ who refuses to, quote, fall in line. And in Queen Anne's County, a suspect charged with Anne Arundel and Howard County break-ins now faces charges in Queen Anne's as well. On Thursday, the sheriff's office charged Shannon Goff with a burglary that took place in March on Bayside Drive. Goff is charged with burglary, destruction of property, and theft. She was arrested late last month for the earlier burglaries after home security video of her was released. 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Have you looked at your power bill lately? Electricity prices are at all-time highs, and they're only going up. Even worse, power outages are becoming more and more common. In fact, according to the Department of Energy, blackouts could increase 10,000% over the next few years. If you don't have a backup generator for your home, it's time to get one. But gas generators, they're loud, high maintenance, and they produce dangerous exhaust fumes. The Grid Doctor 3300 solar generator from My Patriot Supply is different. It's whisper quiet, requires no fuel, and it's safe to use indoors. Yet, it delivers enough power to run almost anything in your home. Best of all, you can get a Grid Doctor 3300 for zero down and as little as $104 a month when you shop at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's right, 3,300 watts of backup power delivered to your door for as little as $104 per month. See the page for more details at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pick three lottery number from last night, 434. Your pick 4286. And now traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There are several new minor accidents now in the city. Pulaski Highway, North Point Road, Dundalk Avenue at O'Donnell Street, North Avenue at Monroe, over on the west side, Baltimore County, about 20 minutes ago, had a wreck. Pulaski Highway at Middle River Road. Nothing major on the Beltway, but if you're traveling south and east right now, bright sunshine will start to affect the traffic there. Right here on the inner loop as you're passing the ramp at 83, you're in the bright sunshine there, and you're back in the shade, but there's some areas where the sun will be a factor right now for the mid-morning ride. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another chilly morning with morning lows starting in the low 50s, but another bright and sunny afternoon with highs headed for the Fall Lake low 70s. Tonight stays mostly clear and pretty cool too as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Agreement Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. How many times have you watched the Ravens over the last 3 weeks and just muttered to yourself, just run the ball? Well, it looks like Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken is coming around.
We need to be able to run it better. We need to call it more often because we got really good players back there, but we have really good players at a lot of spots. So.
The loss of Pat Ricard has certainly hurt. The O-line is banged up, but the fact remains, after carrying 18 times in the opener at Buffalo, Derrick Henry averaging just 10 carries per game over the last three, averaging just 3.7 yards per rush. Staying with football, it was happening last night, Thursday night. No Brock Purdy for the Niners. No problem.
Short drop over the middle, wide open. Touchdown. What an opening drive. The tight end Tongas into the end zone. Go figure.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime, the immortal combination of Mac Jones to Jake Tongas for the score. Jones throwing for a career-high 342 yards last night as the Niners beat the Rams 26-23 in overtime. Major League Baseball playoffs. Careful when you say this guy's name, but you better get used to it.
He comes on to the mound in the eighth with 11 strikeouts. This season began for him in Double A. For Schlittler as Gonzalez is gone.
Carl Ravitch had the call on ESPN. 6'6" Cam Schlittler from Walpole, Massachusetts, grew up a Red Sox fan, and last night became the first pitcher in MLB history to toss at least 8 shutout innings with no walks and at least 12 strikeouts in a postseason game, and he did it against Boston, eliminating the Red Sox 4-0 in New York. Elsewhere, a strong statement from Kevin Brown yesterday at the tail end of the Cubs 3-1 win over the Padres in the National League wild card game. San Diego mounting a comeback in the ninth after Baltimore native Jackson Merrill hit a solo shot. Next batter was Xander Bogaerts. Brad Keller was on the hill.
A 3-2 from Keller. Year that
That is a helmet tap in a millisecond.
Helmet tap, of course, referring to the appeal system coming to Major League Baseball next year. Cubs hold on to beat the Padres 3-1 was the final. NHL news, while there's zero chance Ben McDonald watches ESPN's NHL coverage, as he articulated during the game yesterday, ESPN is bringing in someone who will. It's TJ Oshie joining the network as a studio and game analyst for the 25-26 season. The move comes less than 4 months after Oshie retired in June following a 16-year NHL career cut short by chronic back injuries. The time now is 7:37. When we return, high school football is now the Wild Wild West.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This was a really interesting article published by The Sun yesterday in the morning, written by Taylor Lyons, talking about the transfer rules now in high school football in the state of Maryland. There basically aren't any. Players are just transferring from school to school like never seen before. And it's
always been that way.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it's multiplied now. In other words, it used to be that it was known that private schools would recruit players. They would offer them scholarships and bring them to the school. But now it's public schools. Public schools are poaching players from one another like never seen before. The Sun article said that they had contacted 9 high school football coaches, a few of them at Harford County, Falston High School, see Milton Wright High School, and the coaches there have said they've never seen anything like this before. Players transferring just before the season began, suiting up for the other team a week later, etc. So it's an epidemic right now, and it goes along with NIL in high school, of course college as well. It's filtering down now into the high school
arena. So what's the draw? What's the draw? I mean, if
money.
They want the NIL money in public school.
Well, there's money. There's also, if you're, for instance, you play at St. Francis
High School
or DeMatha.
But those are the private schools.
Those are the private schools.
Right.
But some of the public schools have got reputations for being great
programs.
At football or lacrosse or basketball, whatever. And they have big programs. And there's a better chance of you getting a scholarship or getting recognized or noticed if you are playing for one of those schools.
These coaches said that it started in Baltimore City years ago, filtered to Baltimore County, and now it's into Anne Arundel County, Harford County, Carroll County, etc.
Right.
So that's where we are.
Okay. Next up is middle school.
Yeah, or Pop Warner.
Right.
Well, that's the way, actually, that you brought Gary on board, isn't it? You poached him from announcing the train schedule?
Yeah, over at the Glendon Station.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
there by the post office.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got it from the retired sportscaster's Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, yes.
Wait, I'm in that? Seriously.
But Tom Davis wasn't available.
They never called.
And Tom was already picking up an award from the Orioles or something.
Okay.
All right, Garrett. Thanks, 7:40. 20 minutes now before the hour. Ed Hale's going to join us live at the top of the hour.
Good deal.
To talk about his press conference yesterday at the Key Bridge. So, first, the good news. The nation's first Charlie Kirk Memorial Highway has been officially dedicated in Florida. Former Florida legislator Anthony Sabatini spearheaded the resolution, posted its official, our Charlie Kirk Memorial Highway signs are up. It's in Lake County, Florida, first local government in the nation to name a road or after Charlie Kirk. However, the leftist smears continue. Two professors at Curry College in Massachusetts mocking the murder of Charlie. Senior lecturer and professor Benjamin Chica wrote, Charlie Kirk approved of the way that Charlie Kirk was killed. I was ashamed that our college lowered our flags to half-mast for a bigot. Another professor at Curry College chimed in, agreed, saying we're being gaslit in this country to make Charlie Kirk into some national hero. It's been my experience that most of the people writing on social media probably have never seen
or heard
a Charlie Kirk campus event, never watched a debate. He always comported himself, conducted himself with calm and tranquility while he was debating his political opponents. Remember climate scientist Michael Mann?
Oh, yeah.
The hockey stick guy?
That's right.
He now has resigned from UPenn over his comments regarding Charlie Kirk. He described the assassination as white-on-white violence and said to refer to Kirk as the head of Trump's Hitler Youth. He is now gone from the University of Pennsylvania, but some other college will pay this idiot.
The idea somehow that if you're in the public, encouraging public debate, and that's one thing. If Charlie Kirk had been an individual who went out and ranted and then never actually engaged somebody who had a disagreement with him, then you might be able to make these charges. But he went out every single time, welcomed a debate. He wanted the open, free exchange of ideas. So if you disagree with him, tell him why. Tell him why your ideas are better. He thought that that was the way the government and the world was supposed to work. But that apparently is missed completely by these people who just, they're bound and determined to trash Charlie Kirk because they have this image in their mind.
Howard County Council Chair Liz Walsh, here in Maryland, explained her decision to raise the American flag to full staff at the county government complex, defying a half-staff order issued in honor of Charlie Kirk. She framed the act as of civil disobedience. She described the misuse of government symbolism to honor a figure whose rhetoric, she said, undermined democratic values and harmed vulnerable communities. She wrote, "I honored the Americans Kirk spent his life denigrating." And she said that that the half-staff honors are reserved for government officials, foreign dignitaries, and first responders killed in the line of duty. End of quote. I've got to look up the flag code again to verify that. But do you have a problem? If obviously he's not a government official, he wasn't a foreign dignitary, he was not a first responder. So I have to look up and see if that's the actual code or not. But then there's, you know, the right thing to do.
Well, what's the downside for her?
And here's the thing.
I mean, if there's no punishment for her, there's no cost
right,
to her.
Right. But here, once again, someone is politicizing the American flag.
But there's no downside.
I guarantee you, Charlie Kirk did more for this country than Liz Walsh will ever do.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBN. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Telephone number is 410-WCBM-680. That comes up in around a minute, so make it quick. 410-WCBM-680. First, though, it's Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the 3s.
Brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor. We're looking at the construction zone, 95 North in Harford County, 76-mile marker, right here, Route 24. They work during the day. They block the right lane, even on a Friday morning where traffic's trying to get away. Two lanes getting by, center and the left-hand lane. A little more than half mile back up northbound right now. Beltway, nothing out of the ordinary. It's a little slow on the Parkville side. Inner loop towards Green Spring. And then some areas, as we mentioned, are getting the really bright sunshine right now. So an impact on the Beltway through 83 and then over on the west side. Once you get to the top of the hill there at Route 40 and start down towards Frederick Road, the sun could be a factor there as well. Newark, Howard County might be a deer struck on Route 216 right before the ramp at I-95. What's scarier than Baltimore traffic? The ghost ship on the Liberty Ship John W. Brown. And do you have what it takes, Bruce, to face your fear?
No. I don't.
Dark secrets and horrors. Horrors. Yeah. Not horrors. Horrors that lie below decks.
Oh, wait. I just checked. My wife says yes, I can.
Okay. Do you have the courage to look them in the eye?
I have to check with my wife.
This is a great deal for Halloween. They do this Liberty Ship with the Ghost Ship every Friday and Saturday in October.
Sounds great.
All the information, BaltimoreGhostShip.com. I'm Spooky Johnson with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Brooksville residents say the scariest thing is seeing Chuck on a Halloween night running around in sheets.
Spooky little boy like you.
I'm not Robert Byrd. Get away from me.
I'm not a Democrat.
By the way, we do need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for the weekend. Looking nice. Going to be a chilly start to the day today, but sunny and warm and up high about 72 today, and then warmer Saturday and Sunday. Sunshine highs in the upper 70s. Right now it's mostly sunny, 49 in Bel Air, rather mild and cloudy in Ocean City, 61 in Ocean City near the water, much warmer. Let's go to our contestant. Keith is in Mount Airy. Good morning, Keith.
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing fine, sir. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to have to play it safe. I will go last.
All right. Playing it safe, going last. Hopefully that strategy will work out for you. We have a WCBM beer glass with our logo on it. You stick it in that fridge, get a nice frosty adult beverage. It's a nice little glass there. Get a 10-ounce beverage of your choice. All right, here's your story number one. A woke Pope Leo has blessed a block of ice during an event south of Rome. as climate activists were performing earth-worshipping rituals in the presence of the pontiff, the leader of the Catholic faith. It seems like he was more interested in Mother Earth than anything else. Mm-hmm. Story two, the Taliban has applied to FIFA for a World Cup team in next year's cup competition. Taliban spokesman says that they're now officially the government of Afghanistan and should be recognized as such. No response yet from the Trump administration or from FIFA. And story number three, North Korean women are being searched for breast implants after they were described as being unsocialist and bourgeois. Communist Party members in a certain city have been ordered to conduct physical examinations of women suspected to have undergone breast augmentation surgery amid fears they become tainted by the bourgeois customs. Story one, Pope Leo blessing a block of ice for climate activists. Story two, Taliban soccer team at the World Cup. Or story three, Kim Jong-un orders North Koreans to check women for bourgeois breast implants. All right, we'll start with Bruce. He's got a big smile on his face.
Yes, because you come up with this stuff, man. I'm going to guess and say that as bizarre as it sounds, Pope Leo blessing a block of ice, I think that's true. The Taliban, yeah, that sounds probable. The idea of the North Koreans trying to figure out who gets to do the exams for an entire country full of women, I think that's fake news.
All right, Bruce goes for story number three. Kristen?
Yeah, I know. I know. Really?
We're doomed. No matter what, we're doomed, is what I'm thinking. The world. No, I don't know what it is with the popes, but even if they were conservative before, once they get in the office, they get all kooky and leftist. So I think that could be true. The North Korea story is horrifying, but I can't see the Taliban having a soccer team. I think that's the most absurd, so I'll say two.
And Kristen goes for story two. Chuck?
Well, we don't know whether two or three or whatever, but I'm sure three will keep us abreast of the situation.
Have you booked your airfare to North Korea?
No, I don't like...
We do, right? We do.
I was going to go to South Korea because I like soul food.
Yeah.
Yes, we...
Yeah. Three, please. Yeah,
by the way, we had a bomb, we detonated.
Yeah. We used to have one. What happened to it?
We did. I don't know.
Yeah. By the way, Chuck, they have a whole different meaning of the phrase hair of the dog there, just so you know.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, apparently.
I don't want anything to do with dogs, no. But I do like soul food.
How about anything to do with this story?
I've said three.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not hear you.
Why don't you pay attention to your own station?
Among the... Really? Do I have to?
Chuck, it's up to you, baby. Chuck, you know who's up front.
Chuck picks three. Keith!
Yeah, I would say three. I see the other ones as being more than possibly true, so I'm going to go with three.
Right. Every male voted for three.
Good catch on that one.
Yes.
Story number one, Pope
does
Leo.
That count you, Bruce?
Yes, Chuck, it does.
Pope okay, Leo blessing you. A block of ice is absolutely true. He's another wokester.
I saw that. I thought, what is he
ridiculous.
Doing?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Story two, the Taliban applying for the FIFA World Cup soccer team is our fake news story of the day.
Kristen.
Only Kristen selects it. Sorry about that, Keith. Thanks for listening and playing the game. Appreciate that.
Chuck,
it's been a rough week for you, buddy.
I'm telling you what.
Go ahead.
I got to get my focus back.
Have you been correct any time this week?
No, he's not.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Ofer.
At least I admit it.
Yeah. Ofer, gopher.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. You ever watch that show?
Ofer, gopher. What is this, fourth grade?
Chucky Wucky.
Ofer, gopher, Chucky. Right. Never mind.
It started with the Uncrustables at 6 o'clock
people
hour.
People down line would have loved what I just was going to say. Never mind.
All right, we'll see you in a couple.
Okay.
If you're in the market for an appliance, doesn't matter, kitchen, oven, refrigerator, microwave, dishwasher, doesn't really matter. Maybe you want to remake your whole kitchen, whatever kitchen appliance you need, you better head to Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. A stunning showroom. It really is. And when you go in, just ask for Mayor or Mayor. Two guys named Mayor, what are the odds? In the same store. So whatever Mayor you get, they are wonderful. And they'll talk to you about budget, talk to you about what you're looking for. They've got the high-end stuff, the Gen Air, the Monogram, the GE Signature. They got it all at Town Appliance. So, and then, by the way, have a price match. So if you want to check it out and just keep them honest, you know, the competition, you come in with what you think is a lower price, they'll match it at Town Appliance, Rushstown Road in Owings Mills.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
753, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck reported on the Capitol Beltway. It just came in a couple minutes ago. Left-hand lane blocked and a tractor-trailer involved. Interloop at 210 at Indian Head Highway, not too far from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. So if you're coming around that southeast corner of the Capitol Beltway, it's going to be a problem there. So heads up from 214 around to Route 4 and Route 5. And again, looks like it's in the left-hand lane as you're heading over to the Potomac on the south side of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. It's going to be sunny today, 72. And then Saturday and Sunday, sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. And right now, we're looking at sunny and 51 in the Middle River. And it is 52 in Reisterstown. By the way, this note sent in by Eddie. And thanks for that, Eddie. The president has sole authority to order flags at half staff for the entire nation. These orders come through official presidential proclamations issued for the death of major government figures, foreign dignitaries, national tragedies, or days of remembrance. When the president issues a half-staff proclamation, it applies everywhere. Federal buildings, military installations, post offices, national parks, and any other government property. While private citizens and businesses aren't legally required to comply, most choose to follow anyway.
Well, I would think that the county building is a public facility. So there you go. By the way, I read this article yesterday. It's fascinating. You know, goats will eat anything. This is totally off topic. It just kind of happens in my brain, as you know, Sean. One of the downsides of working here for me, you know, is this happens. The guy has a goat. All he will eat will be watches and clocks. So he has to watch them. It's a very time-consuming thing for him to do. I'm so sorry. Well, Greta Thunberg is at it again.
Some say I should look like Sydney Sweeney. How dare you, I spit in your face. I'd rather be He-Man and put you in your place. How dare you, how double dare you. My furious glare will always scare you.
How dare you. That's Greta Thunberg's official song. And time now for our ill-informed hate goblin segment of the day. The flotilla once again approached Gaza. Once again, the Israeli Navy was there.
This is the Israeli Navy. You are approaching a blockaded zone. If you wish to deliver aid to Gaza, you may do so through the established channels. Please change your course toward the port of Ashdod, where the aid will undergo a security inspection and then be transferred into the Gaza Strip.
Now, this is classic. Greta Thunberg actually recorded her hostage video ahead of time. She said, if you are seeing this, I'm being held hostage. She was actually detained by the Israeli forces and the Israeli government. She was also given a warm blanket and a jacket to wear and cold stuff to drink, and everything was all good. There are pictures of her just kind of relaxing, chilling. But for public consumption, there's
that. My name is Greta Thunberg. I'm a citizen of Sweden. If you are watching this video, I have been abducted and taken against my will by Israeli forces. Our humanitarian mission was nonviolent and abiding by international law. Please tell my government to demand my and the others' immediate release.
Now, the odd thing is, of course, is this sounds remarkably like the things that my wife would say from time to time. I've been abducted. Please come help me. But I've convinced her finally after 30-some years to stop doing that. All right, so Greta Thunberg once again made her approach. Now, here's a little wrinkle on this, Sean. There are indications, strong indications, that Greta Thunberg is directly involved in Hamas activities.
Yeah, they found documents in the Gaza Strip saying that she was being paid to be a spokesperson for Hamas.
Yeah, so she's not exactly an international citizen just out to do right, no matter how much fun we make of her. What she is a paid spokesperson for Hamas, trying to get publicity that's favorable to Hamas and negative toward Israel. That's what these flotillas are all about. So the next time we see another hostage video from her, because she's been arrested once again for violating the law, kind of just keep that in the wetware, if you would.
Yeah, just amazing. That's amazing. By the way, two Secret Service stories. One was allegedly an armed police officer snuck onto the Ryder Cup while pretending to be part of President Trump's security detail. Now, the Secret Service says it was not the day that President Trump visited, so they were not in charge of the venue. They're deferring all questions to New York State Police.
Okay.
How some guy can pretend to be part of the president's detail gets in without any questions. And then secondly, apparently a Secret Service agent fell asleep on the job at the UN General Assembly last week. The unidentified agent also left his semi-automatic rifle unattended while attending a bathroom break. The agent was relieved of his duties. Sean Curran, who was President Trump's bodyguard and Secret Service aide, he's got a lot of cleaning up to do in the Secret Service, that's for sure.
He was relieved while being relieved. So, I mean, that's astounding. You leave your semi-automatic sitting there. No, sport, that's not the protocol, honest. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home in this shifting market, I have a recommendation for you. My number one recommendation, Vinny Steo, S-T-E-O. If you're tired of selling your home, you've tried it, it didn't sell. Well, now your listing is expired, maybe with another agent. Please call Vinny Steo from Your Home Sold Guarantee at Realty. Vinny makes buying or selling simple, offering multiple cash offers to get you the most money for your home. You either call Vinny or go online and see it for yourself. His stats are very impressive. He has over 12,700 buyers in waiting. These are people who want to buy a home. Maybe in your neighborhood, maybe a home just like yours. So why not expose yourself to them directly? And Vinny sells homes almost three times faster than other agents and for more money. So it's not that he's going to lowball you. He sells for around 2.8 times faster and for 3% more than the average agent using the latest marketing techniques. And that's what does it. Don't take my word for it. Check out Vinny's amazing five-star reviews online. When you're ready to sell your home, you want the most money, do your homework, call the pro I trust. Call or text Vinny Steo, 410-709-7515 or VinnySteo.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Republicans hoping that just maybe they'll pick up some Democrat votes today when they take another vote on a GOP bill to end the government shutdown now in its third day. President Trump says the U.S. military's recent sinking of several cartel drug boats in the Caribbean has proven a smashing success.
Since we did that, we have absolutely no drugs coming into our country via water because it was lethal. And now we'll look at cartels. We're going to look very seriously at cartels coming by land.
The president has sent a declaration to Congress classifying the cartels as unlawful combatants and declaring the U.S. to be in armed conflict with them. The White House is asking nine major universities to support administration policies in exchange for priority access to federal money.
This week's letter to the universities asks them to sign an agreement committing them to accept the government's definition of gender and apply it to campus bathrooms, locker rooms, and women's sports teams. It also asks colleges to stop considering race, gender, and other demographics in the admissions process. In return, schools would have priority access to funding and the White House. The schools are Vanderbilt, the universities of Arizona, Pennsylvania, Southern California, Texas, and Virginia, Dartmouth College, MIT, and Brown University. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration hitting the pause button on $2.1 billion for infrastructure projects in Chicago. Investigators say that one of the two men killed in a car and knife attack on a synagogue in Manchester may have been killed by a bullet fired by police. The attacker, a British citizen of Syrian descent, was fatally shot by police. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 90 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Federal Reserve just cut interest rates, and that could be big news for the price of physical gold and silver. That's why Advantage Gold invites you to call 800-741-GOLD. Call now, and you'll get your free gold and silver information kit, and you could qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver with your IRA or 401k rollover. Advantage Gold has been ranked the number one gold company in America for the last 10 years, and with the U.S. dollar facing serious devaluation, now is the time to act. We've partnered with former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff. And when you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll also receive his best-selling book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, absolutely free. Gold and silver are real, tangible assets that have protected wealth for centuries. Advantage Gold helps you move your IRA or 401k into physical precious metals, tax-free and penalty-free. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-4653 now. That's 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The southeast side of the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, with a big delay. Tractor-trailer accident in the Interloop area at Indian Head Highway. So if you're coming down from 214, you're working your way eventually to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Looking at the camera here right at 210, which is at exit 3, and we can see the Potomac out in the distance. Big delay there. It's moving, but it's only moving about 5, 6 miles an hour for the traffic through there. So right now I would say maybe an extra 20, 30 minute delay if you're heading eventually over the Potomac and getting over into Northern Virginia on that section of I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another chilly morning with morning lows starting in the low 50s, but another bright and sunny afternoon with highs headed for the Fall Lake low 70s. Tonight stays mostly clear and pretty cool too, as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Middle River has 53 degrees, Bel Air has 48 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen reacting to an immigration judge who's rejected Kilmer Abrego Garcia's request for asylum. Van Hollen has posted a message saying, quote, immigration judges are Trump's DOJ employees. He's already fired more than 80 of them, and he's made clear he'll fire anyone at DOJ who refuses to fall in line, end quote. Abrego Garcia was deported to El Salvador earlier this year, and what the administration initially said was a mistake. He was brought back to face human smuggling charges and remains at risk for deportation. Howard County Public Schools will not be offering in-school flu or COVID vaccination clinics this year due to extenuating circumstances. Staff, parents, and guardians encouraged to contact their doctor for vaccination information or consider accessing vaccinations from local pharmacies and urgent care centers. Police say they've arrested a suspect in the decades-old murder of Denise Horsey of Hallsbury. Horsey was stabbed to death at her home in Naylor Street, 2006. Last week, cold case investigators identified Tyrone Huey as the suspect. Baltimore police investigating a deadly double stabbing at the city's central district at around 9:15 Thursday night. Officers called to the 800 block of North Bond Street. They found a 47-year-old man with stab wounds. A 52-year-old man was found later, a short time later, at Broadway and Monument. Both men taken to the hospital. The 47-year-old man died. According to the preliminary investigation, both victims involved in an altercation on Bond Street. 8:05 at WCBM, pick 3 lottery, 434, pick 4, 4. 4286, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Notable this week is John Harbaugh's acknowledgement of not being happy with the play calling at certain times. Last week against the Chiefs.
It wasn't a good play for us. It wasn't a good play call. It wasn't a play where we put our guys in the right position in that situation. I'm not happy with it at all. None of us are.
That was specifically the play where Leo Chenault picked off Lamar Jackson, his only interception of the year. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken at the mic yesterday was asked to respond to that criticism.
There's not one thing John said that we didn't already talk about. Not one thing. You know, so there was nothing about that I hadn't already heard or that he didn't already feel.
Meanwhile, Vegas has taken note of the depleted Ravens squad with 10 starters either out or limited at yesterday's practice. The Ravens started the week a 6.5-point favorite. They're now a 1.5-point underdog at home. That is very uncommon. Big college football tilt in College Park this weekend. Maryland at 4-0 hosting Washington, coming off a tough loss at Ohio State. Maryland bye week record coming into question. Here's an exchange with Post reporter Gene Wang.
I kind of re-examine the way you guys handle bye weeks, given that the results haven't been.
What is our bye week record? Dustin literally said it.
0-9.
0-9.
Yes.
I ain't been here 9 years.
Nine times.
0-9 is definitely not something to be proud about, but they do have the Washington Huskies coming up on Saturday afternoon. Coming up in 30 minutes on this date in baseball history, you don't want to miss it.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up in this hour, at the end of the hour, we have a big announcement for you, so stay tuned for that. Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the house at the bottom of the hour. But we kick it off here this hour at the top with a Baltimore businessman, owner of your Baltimore Blast, Ed Hale, who had a big press conference yesterday regarding the Key Bridge. Ed, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
We're doing fine. So you took the governor to task yesterday in your press conference, and you said there was a lack of urgency expressed on his part in getting this bridge underway and helping with traffic and lawsuits, et cetera. So let's start with the lawsuits. Who should we be suing?
Anybody that had anything to do with the launching of the ship leaving the dock, the people that were the tugboat that was alongside, the crew, the officers of the crew. I hate to say it because the bay pilots are friends of mine. I wouldn't have left the dock with that thing not being stable. And all those people really had to be held to account, including Maersk Lines, who was one of my biggest customers when I was in the shipping business. And you know, all of them have to be held to account, and they should have been sued immediately, because it's going to take a long time to get this thing in, to go through the civil system.
It's been a puzzle to me, Ed, why that wasn't taken, why that those actions were not taken from Jump Street. The inclination was to say, we'll just have the federal government pay for it. What about the responsibility of those who actually caused the accident?
Well, here you got Joe Biden said that he used to go across that bridge on a train, number one. And he's the same guy said that, the government, we will pay for it all.
Yeah.
You know, that's, to me, that is just not true, and it's not plausible. So there is a civil component to this. Every time, you know, if I'm in the, you know, I used to get, it was a day without sunshine being in the transportation business that I didn't get sued, you know, it's just the way it is. It's not uncustomary. You should get right after everyone immediately. And that's involved in this, and sue them. Otherwise, if you wait, you know, you have statute of limitations runs out, all those sorts of things, because you wait and you procrastinate. That's what's happening.
You know, yesterday you said that Governor Moore did not show any sense of urgency. So if you were governor at the time, because I remember you calling in the morning of, talking about, and then days after, about things that you would be doing. So where has Governor Moore dropped the ball besides the lawsuits?
Well, I don't believe he's really done anything. They're doing test piles right now. I did this press conference right there at Trade Point, which used to be the old tin mill, mm-hmm. where I used to work as a kid. And in the backdrop was all the approaches going up to the bridges. You see them every day. You know, the approaches are going to where the span was. Why are they not down? I think the optics of that would be just to be pretty common sense, take it down. And you have Controlled Demolition, who is in Hunt Valley.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably the best demolition company in the world, right here in our neighborhood. They could come over here and do that. And I said that right away when I talked to you guys that morning.
Right.
They should do that. Get the bodies reclaimed. Clear out the navigable waterway so this port can open immediately. That was a real key. And then you start the construction. Using Maryland contractors, Maryland engineers. And I don't think anybody thinks like that. You know, I just don't. I've been a builder all my life, and, I like it, I do it, and I push it, and I like to get things done on time and on budget.
Well, the idea that somehow we'd be able to postpone taking care of all these things till it's a more comfortable moment for us to do it, that only works in a world where you're running for the presidency, I guess. Ed Hale is with us. Please hold on for just a moment or two. We'll get back to you. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Southwest side of the Beltway locally now, there's a report of a wreck on the inner loop between 95 and Southwestern Boulevard. I'm looking at the camera between Wilkins Avenue and that area. I don't see anything there. A lot of traffic is still coming north, so it doesn't mean it's not there, just out of camera range. We'll try to get more of an update on that, but that's where it's reported. You may hit that if you're coming up from Washington Boulevard and up through that area. Big wreck on the Capitol Beltway, now blocking two lanes on the inner loop at Indian Head Highway. That's affecting the traffic eventually around to the area at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be sunny today and 72 and a nice weekend in store. Right now, 51 in Ellicott City, 56 in Annapolis. On our newsmaker hotline is Baltimore businessman Ed Hale. He had a press conference yesterday at the site of the Key Bridge talking about the lack of urgency, criticizing Governor Moore. Let me ask you this, Ed. Does the city of Baltimore or the state of Maryland bear any responsibility in the fact that they didn't do more to protect the Key Bridge? And then by expansion, the Bay Bridge, I mean, he's pushing this red line, which is horrible. Should they have been doing more to protect the bridges than they've done?
I think this is negligence on so many people that it's ridiculous. Bumpers, bollards should be placed in front of those places to stop anybody from, even smaller craft, could hit there and really damage the bridge. Well, I hit the Bay Bridge. You hit the Bay Bridge and that thing is out of business for a while. You just imagine what that would do to the economy over there and in Annapolis. It would be unbelievable. So I thought when the bridge got hit, when I saw it go down, I thought it was going to create a lot of traffic. There's going to be a lot of mayhem and a lot of do-nothing and a lot of bureaucracy holding it up. But I really thought that this was going to be, it was just going to be so horrible and extrapolate out that you should start to do some protective things now. not later. And I thought that was going on around the world. Everybody's looking like, ooh, maybe we should really start putting protection around all these stanchions everywhere.
Ed, I'm amazed that this has not been done on the Bay Bridge. You would think, I mean, I'm being a little facetious here, but wouldn't they just run down to the Ballard's R Us store and say, we need some Ballard's right now for around the Bay Bridge structure because we don't want to happen to that bridge what just happened to the other bridge? I mean, why has that not been done?
I do not understand that because there was a med shipping ship was going through the bridge maybe 20, 30 years ago, and it lost power. And they drifted and landed on and ran aground at Sandy Point. One of my friends was the bay pilot on there. And it wasn't his fault. It was just that the ship lost steerage. If it hit there, just imagine what would happen, how long that would take. And the Key Bridge is equally as bad, I think, that we've got to get that thing done. No one seems to be really pushing on it. And, by the way, the morning I called you guys, as soon as I hung up and I'm listening, somebody from a bureaucrat calls up and says, oh, the state really is going to react to this and really do it in due course. And I thought, there is a flat-out lie, really.
Yeah, and that's what we've seen so far. Our executive producer, Kristen Hagerich, she also has a question for you, Ed. I know she's at the press conference. Sure. She's going to join us here. Just a question. Look, you also pointed out that it seems like Westmore is more interested in being president. He shows up for the photo ops. He likes all the publicity. Yet he should be on the phone with President Trump, doing everything he can to get the port reopened and the bridge. Of course, it's open now, but the bridge rebuilt. Do you think this conflict that he has, you call it poke in the bear, do you think that's being is deleterious here? It's actually hurting Maryland's chances to get a bridge built?
That's a great question. I'll give you the quick answer to that. If he's going to call up, he's going to call up Trump and say, hey, listen, I'm short $100 million. Can you help me out? Trump is not going to help him out. If I was to call him up, I believe that he would help me. Now, I hadn't talked to Donald Trump for 19 years, but I believe that I could call him up because at least I'm not hitting the guy in the face that controls the purse strings. I just think it's dumb to do that.
Yeah, we actually have seen pretty clear evidence of Donald Trump responding either to folks who insult him, particularly. Take a look at what he's done with funding in New York City. And what's happened just in the last handful of days. You insult the guy often enough, and he's going to be a little slower in helping you out. He'll get it done sooner or later, but it's not going to be quick.
No, it's not. And if you look up retribution in the dictionary, you're going to see Donald Trump's picture there.
Kristen, go ahead. You have a question.
Good morning, Ed. To piggyback off of that, I think that your timing was great this week with the press conference because it drew a direct contrast between the not just one, but two press conferences that Wes Moore had, his sort of Oval Office-like address, where, obviously he was trying to take on Trump and elevate his national profile. But, he showed, again, the only two protected groups he seems to care about in the state are the illegal aliens and the government workers, whereas you came out, where you don't have to be doing any of this, but you're using your name and experience, and you're speaking out for the factory workers, the blue-collar workers, the small business owners that you mentioned yesterday that need that bridge. Maybe Wes Moore, got the cleanup done, but then nothing has happened since. The bridge is not being reconstructed, and that's hurting so many Marylanders. So who are the forgotten Marylanders that you're trying to reach, and what kind of feedback have you gotten so far?
Well, when I was standing there, I opened up my remarks yesterday and just said, listen, this is very... this is very, very important because I used to work at Bethlehem Steel. I was standing on the Bethlehem Steel property. Not only did I work there in the open hearth and the blast furnace, but I built a couple barges for my shipping company there. I was, I think, the last person to ever build anything at Bethlehem Steel because I'm a loyal person, and I was in the union over there at Sparrows Point. I was in the Iron Workers Union also, and I believe that the workers have to be watched out for. All that commerce that was there before has been replaced by warehouses and things. There are like 14,000 people there, which is good, but it doesn't meet what it used to be with the industrial complex that was there. It's a big change, and I feel bad for the people that are there. But the people that are all around there, without that bridge being fixed, Turner Station is a African-American enclave. I used to play football and baseball against all those guys over there. And it's a nice neighborhood. The people are being put upon over there, and nobody's looking out for them. He's very articulate. He's very handsome. He could do a speech, but what does he say? I just don't know. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that to the people of Turner Station are being left behind?
Absolutely. Turner Station, this is not a white or a black thing anymore, yeah. Guys and ladies. This is everybody. Everybody is being affected by this guy's inaction on the people of Maryland. He's running for president. I don't care what he says that he's not. He is running for president. We all know that. And he's leaving us behind. That's what he's doing.
Very good. Ed Hale, thanks so much for joining us, Ed. Appreciate it this morning.
Okay, thank you all.
Thanks. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. It's 8:21. Joining us now, Vinny Steele from, of course, the Vinny Steele, your guaranteed realty company. And Vinny is back with us once again. So, Vinny, good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. So with the weather starting to change, holidays right around the corner, I think some sellers may want the convenience of a cash offer instead of having people come traipsing through their home.
Yeah, Sean, you know, that's certainly a possibility. You know, cash offer gives you the flexibility to sell as is, pick your closing date. You have the convenience of not having to move all of your belongings out of the house. Plus, with our sell and stay program, you can sell today and stay in the home for up to 12 months.
Boy, you'd be able to miss the looky-loos. That's one thing I love about your company. I really do. Options. I see these cash offer companies all the time. They only offer one option, Vinny. So I think even if you're talking to one of those companies, you've got to talk to Vinny first.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, Bruce. You know, you want to make sure you're not leaving any money on the table. And I can tell you from stories that we hear, there are some good companies out there. But there are other companies that are taking a large percentage of sellers' hard-earned equity. With our cash offer program, sellers get to see multiple cash offers all at the same time, each with their own unique benefits, like our cash and sell program, which cashes the seller out today. And once the home is fixed up and resold, the seller gets to share in the profit.
No, I like that. But the seller can also just opt for a simple cash offer at a competitive price, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, with our database of 62 investors, we're going to find the best offers and present on average, Sean, about 4 to 5 with at least one offer that's 100% of market value. Or we'll pay you the difference. So no worrying about somebody stealing your equity. You will get a guaranteed offer up front with no surprises.
Wow, that's great. The last thing you need, having gone through this, is an unexpected surprise.
Exactly, Bruce. You know, you get a guaranteed offer on your home in simple and clear language to avoid the typical risks of selling to an investor. You can give us a call, shoot us a text, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, or visit vinnysteele.com.
Thanks, Vinny. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
That's Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515.
8:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it is the man of all men, the leader of all masculinity. Trying to do it with a straight face, Chuck. I did my damnedest. I really did,
bud. I understand. Let's get a couple of girders and go down there with Ed Hale and start building that damn bridge.
Really?
We can pick up a couple somewhere. Sunny Surplus has to have something.
I know. Well, you've had piles, so that works out.
Yeah, hey, I did one time.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
I picked them up on the curb on Baltimore Street. Something. I don't know how.
Okay.
The interloop of the Beltway, the wreck near Southwestern Boulevard, is on the shoulder now. But again, if you're coming up from Washington Boulevard, underneath the bridge at 95, going to be an impact there. And then after that, we're good to go up the hill towards Wilkins Avenue and eventually up towards Frederick Road and through there. Broken down vehicle reported now, 29 southbound at Route 40 West, and apparently was blocking a little bit of the left-hand lane. So if you're coming down from I-70, crossing 29 and Route 40, just be on the lookout for that on the left side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, another chilly start today, but bright and sunny again. High about 72, and then it's going to be warmer for the rest of the weekend with highs in the upper 70s. And right now we're looking at, just a really nice morning, but cool.
Yeah.
53, mostly cloudy and partly in Parkville, rather, and it is 53 in Glen Burnie. So yesterday we told you about Mayor Brandon Scott was named the Rising Star by Time Magazine. Well, if you're a Rising Star, what do you need? You need
your followers. A rising car.
And we just have learned that Baltimore taxpayers are on the hook for Mayor Scott's new SUV.
That's very nice.
Now, how much do you think his new SUV cost?
$47,000.
All right. Well, that's a little under. But the Grand Wagoneer, which is a really nice Jeep, because I do like it, but it's it is a almost $99,000. But
you're
wait,
kidding me.
There's more. Another $65,000 went towards upgrades, including police lights, sirens, and a microphone for security communication. So the total cost of the Rising Stars SUV is $163,495.
But with that microphone, he could do karaoke and stuff.
Wait a minute. $65,000 for some lights, sirens, and a microphone?
It's a really nice microphone. It comes with a light package.
Even the best microphone, which is called a Neumann, runs about $3,000 these days. Right? Yeah. But lights and sirens are for the rest of that, $60,000? I don't think he needs a Neumann inside his Grand Wagoneer.
No. As a matter of fact, I have a friend who had Neumanns once, and he had a heck of a time getting rid of them. So, college adventures, you know.
Wait,
there's more.
There's more. The city redacted the line item prices for each customization, saying that Auto Shop would not typically share information with competitors or the public. And again, this is when this kind of big price tag raises questions about spending priorities in a city that just issued or had actually closed a budget deficit. It was about $80 million or whatever it was. $85 million, I'm sorry. And new fees, new fines. We've got crumbling infrastructure. We have persistent crime. We have a dilapidated, failed education system, rising cost of living. And this dude has to spend $163,000. And here's his excuse. Ready for this? Quote, this is Mayor Rising Star Scott. Quote, the new vehicle is going to serve the same purpose as the old vehicle, to transport me around. I think the residents of Baltimore will understand the governor of Maryland, the controller of Maryland, the county executives, we all have vehicles, end of quote. Well, that's the rub. Maybe you shouldn't. Yeah. The rest of us poor schlubs that have to go to work, we don't get limousine service. We don't get vehicles provided for us. I understand you're the mayor. There's a level of security. I get that. But don't you have security around you? Do you really have to have a $163,000 vehicle? I mean, there are really nice vehicles you could get for a lot less and save the taxpayers money.
I'm driving a 2014 Nissan Xterra. He could use that. I give it to him at a good price. It does not have a sound system or microphone, but I did put new shocks on around 50,000 miles ago. So, I mean, it'd be a pretty good ride, you'd think.
Yeah. Let's squeeze a call in here. This is John and Denton.
Amazing.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. It's been entertaining this morning.
Thank you.
Anyway, I think Chuckles Moore is using the federal workers as pawns to create angst in this state as far as the taxpayers and everybody who's supposed to be supporting, you know, their salaries. Anyway, he's causing this, and he doesn't really care who he's stepping on as far as this whole thing is concerned. We're going to wind up having a little bit of controversy between the taxpayers of the state and all these federal and state employees that he's trying to protect. And one more item, if that guy resigned in Des Moines, Dr. Roberts, maybe Moore can hire him for cabinet position.
God help us if that happens. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate you.
Give him a bronze star if he signs on.
Right. Timken Electric, heating, cooling, you name it. They do great electric work, interior, exterior, landscaping. One of the best in the business. They've done electrical work for my home, for Bruce, et cetera. They also now have expanded into HVAC. Now's the time. Is it getting a little cooler? And before the first frost comes, get them out there to maintain your heat pump, your forced air furnace, and make sure that it's going to be operating efficiently, properly, number one, and efficiently, number two, because we already know that electric rates are, you know, skyrocketing here in the state of Maryland and throughout the country, and thanks to the green policies of the Democrats, we need to make sure our units are operating as best as they can. So call them. They'll come out and maintain it. Check them out. 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 or at timkylecompany.com. Up next, Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the house. Here's Bruce with the headlines.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore police investigating a deadly double stabbing at the city's Central District at around 9:15 last night. Officers called to the 800 block of North Bond Street. They found a 47-year-old man with stab wounds. A 52-year-old man was found a short time later near Broadway and Monument. Both men taken to the hospital. A 47-year-old man died. The 57-year-old man in serious condition. According to the preliminary investigation, both victims involved in an altercation on Bond Street. Bond has been denied, by the way, for the security guard charged with assaulting a man outside the Cross Street Public House on September 27th. Kevin Weaver surrendered to Baltimore police Wednesday after a viral video showed him putting the man on a chokehold and then slamming that man's head into a car window and then through the window. Weaver is charged with first and second degree assault. He will remain held until a preliminary hearing on October 30th. A student from Sandy Plains Elementary School in Dundalk has been removed from the school after allegedly threatening other students. Principal Christina Davis sent a message to the school community Tuesday explaining what happened. Administrators contacted the school resource officer and the Department of School Safety, who determined that the threat was not credible. Families of the students who were threatened are receiving support from the school and counselors are available. Drivers traveling on U.S. 40 near Hagerstown this weekend can expect some lane closures as crews begin bridge painting over I-70, so heading east or west is going to be a challenge. Work is part of an ongoing bridge overlay project that will continue through December, weather permitting. And Chris Van Hollen, reacting to the immigration judge who rejected Kilmer Arbenigo Garcia's request for asylum, Van Hollen has posted a message saying, quote, immigration judges are Trump's DOJ employees. He has already fired more than 80 of them, and he's made it clear he'll fire anyone at DOJ who refuses to fall in line. 8:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
833, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 434. Your pick 4, 4286. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Report of an accident just in the last couple of minutes. Inner loop at Paring, and I'm right there now with the camera, and I don't see it. I don't see any traffic problem coming down from Providence Road. A little slow on the outer loop at Hartford Road. Stand by a second. But in the meantime, it looks like the lanes are open. The outer loop might be more impacted at Hartford Road through there. So we'll keep an eye on it. But it looks like everything right now, at least headed east, is not affected by what could be something maybe around the bridge at Old Hartford Road. The wreck over on the southwest side on the inner loop as you're moving up towards Wilkins Avenue at Southwestern Boulevard, way off to the right side and on the shoulder area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another chilly morning with morning lows starting in the low 50s, but another bright and sunny afternoon with highs headed for the Fall Lake low 70s. Tonight stays mostly clear and pretty cool too as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it's do or die for the Ravens Sunday at 1 as they take on the Texans in a must-win game to stay with the contenders in the AFC. Baltimore will more than likely do battle with Cooper Rush under center. Head coach John Harbaugh on his backup quarterback.
Cooper's experience, he's been in these situations before, as is Tyler. And he's up to speed. He's been with us all the way back to the beginning. He's been in every practice, every meeting. You know, he knows the offense.
Mark Andrews will be one of Rush's targets come Sunday.
He's going to be on his P's and Q's. He's going to know what to do. And, you know, I know he's fired up for the opportunity to, you know, go show what he's all about. And, you know, there's a reason why he's been in the league for 9 years, I think it is now. He's a really good player.
Another target, Rashad Bateman, says the team needs to lock in.
I just think we got to lock in and, you know, man up and accept, you know, the cards that, you know what I'm saying, that we got right now and, you know, find ways to be better, you know what I'm saying, all across the board. So hopefully we can do that. We can get back on track.
Baltimore, a 1.5-point underdog coming in, could have as many as 7 starters out of the lineup come Sunday, including Lamar, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, Nate Wiggins, and Ronnie Stanley. Wow. Children across the country dream of baseball games less storybook than the one Yankees rookie pitcher Cam Schlittler lived in real life last night in New York.
And he comes on to the mound in the 8th with 11 strikeouts. This season began for him in double A. For Schlittler as Gonzalez is gone.
In a winner-take-all playoff game against the Red Sox, his boyhood team no less, Schlittler became the first pitcher in playoff history to strike out 12 and allow no runs in 8 innings of work as the Yanks blanked the Sox 4-0 to advance to the ALDS against the Blue Jays. So, the playoffs are set. It's the Yanks and Blue Jays, the Tigers and Mariners. In the NL, it'll be the Cubs and Brewers, Philly and Los Angeles. And speaking of Philly, how about this? They were trying to keep the rust off as they awaited their opponent in the NLDS. And so they hosted what they called a Red October on-deck intra-squad scrimmage at Citizens Bank Park. More than 31,000 tickets were sold for the event, which ran 7 innings long. College football in College Park on Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Terps will put their 4-0 mark on the line. They host the Washington Huskies. Local college football, it's family weekend on the campus of Towson University, and the Tigers will host Elon at that time as well. And finally, on this day in baseball history, we go back to yesterday, because I was atoning and eating last night, Lox Bagels and Cream Cheese. It was the, back in 2016, it was the final call for Vin Scully after 67 years and 10,000 baseball broadcasts.
The Azure Blue Skies. Was great.
That's not bad.
Hey, it was pretty close.
All right. Hey, let's do our Friday football pick'em real quick. We've got 4 games.
Right.
Commanders and Chargers, Sean.
Chargers.
Really?
No, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Commanders.
Wow. Okay. I'm going with the Commanders. How about Broncos and Eagles, Bruce?
Eagles.
Okay. We're in agreement there. Texans and Ravens, Sean.
Ravens.
We're in agreement there. Chiefs and Jaguars, Bruce.
Chiefs.
We're in agreement there.
Okay.
Gentlemen, have a great weekend.
You do the same. Appreciate that. 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
All right, once again, time to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County, who has recently announced he will be leaving that post and running for county council in Baltimore County in 26. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce. Hope you gentlemen are well.
We are doing fine, sir. Thank you. Let's start with the ghost student problem in the state of Maryland, where we find that we're spending over $200 million of taxpayer money to send to schools to educate no one.
You know, this story is truly unbelievable, and I'll get to that in a minute, because we dealt with this, or at least we tried to in Annapolis, and the Democrats shot it down. But you're talking about a story that was reported on this week where, in 2024, hundreds of millions of dollars to educate these students where their whereabouts were completely unknown. And what it stems from is the school funding is based on students that are enrolled, I believe it's September 30th, and then is when the deadline. And then they fund based on the number of students for the next year that are counted on that day. That determines school funding for the following year. So Project Baltimore, as they always do, Chris Papps investigated, did a great job raising serious questions about this process. We're in 2024, again, hundreds of millions of dollars to educate these students who could not be found. And in 2024, remember, the schools in the state of Maryland on average received $20,000 per student. That's from local and state taxpayers. And I don't believe that even counts the federal funding either. So that's in just 1 year. So it turns out these students, I believe there was, I don't have the number in front of me, but it was almost 10,000 students or so. And what's even worse is that even the comptroller, Peter Francio, back in 2021, a Democrat, said it is, quote, completely unacceptable for taxpayer money to go for students who are knowingly not in the system. So what really bothers me the most, guys, is we knew this was a problem. Francio said it. And in 2021, my good friend, who is a fantastic delegate, April Rose in Carroll County, she's a champion for school children, champion especially for the unborn, pro-life champion in Annapolis. And she had a bill to handle exactly this, where you would count four times a year so this type of thing wouldn't happen, where we would not be paying hundreds of millions of dollars for students that were just simply not there. And what did the Democrats do? Well, they killed it. And why? And the article talks about it. I knew it then. I saw it with my own two eyes. The teachers' unions. They killed it because of the teachers' unions, because the Democrats in Annapolis would rather obey the union, the teachers' union, than the taxpayers. And it's a shame. And this is on the eve of the Maryland General Assembly, as we know, this past session, passing the largest tax increase history in the state of Maryland. And it all stems from the monstrous Kerwin bill. And now we learn this, that we're wasting hundreds of millions of dollars to educate students who are literally not in schools.
I feel like I'm in one of those movies, Taken movies, where I should be saying, I need to have a proof of life here. And show me a picture of each student with holding up today's newspaper. Otherwise, that student doesn't get funded.
Exactly. And, well, her bill would have basically tried to approach this in a way where, they're only going to fund these schools if you can prove more time. You can't just do this once a year and then it just ends up being a debacle. And what you have is Governor Moore keeps championing Kerwin. The Democrats keep championing Kerwin, and they do nothing about this waste and abuse. And it shows that the educational bureaucracy, which I always criticize, is out of control. And we all want to educate these students, but we need more oversight in the spending. And then we need actual political, will, if you want to call it, to do something, because they created this monster, they don't want to go back and fix it. And it's a shame, because it's waste. And there's nothing from our leadership, nothing from the Speaker and the Governor and the Senate President. Van Hollen should be looking at this, because there's federal money involved. He'll mouth off about everything else, especially with this shutdown, but nothing when its own state has just this type of just really waste and abuse.
Yeah, I think the tell is the whereabouts unknown category of these students. Yeah. It went from 6,000 in 2019 to 11,000 last year. So clearly, this people know what's going on, and they're using this, I think, to fund whatever they're after, these teachers' unions. All right, more with Delegate Nino Mangione in the House in just a moment.
Be useful for Van Hollen. Simply offer him a margarita to pay attention to it, I think. Just a thought. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the inner loop is slow now at Paring. We found the wreck closer towards Hartford Road on the inner loop, and apparently it's in the left-hand lane, or at least crowding the left-hand lane. So if you're coming over from Providence Road, come up from Lock Raven Boulevard, you're going to hit the brake lights there on the inner loop. The outer loop now has cleared out roads that wasn't really paying too much attention to it there. The other big wreck was on the Capitol Beltway inner loop at Indian Head Highway in Prince George's County. Tractor trailer was involved there. Keep in mind, the construction was underway in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. Now there's a report of an accident in that construction area northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be sunny today, high about 72, warming up Saturday and Sunday. Sunshine both days, highs in the upper 70s. So enjoy this first weekend in fall. We've got partly cloudy, 58 in Annapolis, 54 in Ellicott City. And on our newsmaker hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione, Governor Moore has been in the news quite a bit lately. Of course, he has held a press conference the other day, blasting blaming President Trump for the Schumer shutdown. He also is, Ed Hale had a press conference yesterday. We talked to him earlier this hour. He doesn't think the key bridge is being handled with the urgency that it requires. And we see Governor Moore at all these events, whether he's on Lake Como in Italy or at the Congressional Black Caucus event. It seems like other things seem to have his attention. Delegate, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll get to the Schumer shutdown in just a minute. But, yeah, it would be nice if our governor could just stay home and do his job. We see Moore running all around the country, like you said, giving these speeches, you know, floating around on George Clooney's boat in Italy. And this while Maryland, I mean, I hate saying it, but I would say literally going to hell in situations where you just look at that. I mean, that's waste and abuse in our education system, which there is much more than that. Then we saw talking about the abuse in the Department of Transportation audit. Just a few weeks ago, we discussed the $359 million in excess projects that they billed to the federal government. We had the legislative audit that, I mean, the horrors of the Maryland Social Service Administration operations for the past 4 years, literally failing to protect children, literally these lunatics let foster children live with sex offenders all on his watch. Now we find, like I said, the $219 million to educate the students, or the ghost students, not there. And this is a governor that let a surplus come into a multi-billion dollar deficit. This is a governor who just signed the largest tax increase. At some point, we need a governor of Maryland who is actually going to govern. And then he sits there yesterday and is talking about, with the press conference, how the Schumer, or, you know, going after Trump, a political opportunist. And it's amazing because this is a simply one thing only, a Schumer shutdown. I mean, I know as a council candidate, right, this isn't in our purview at all, but as an elected member to the Maryland General Assembly, we do have to deal in this realm because of the amount of state workers. And that's the problem here, right? The state workers, I'm sorry, federal workers that live in the state of Maryland. Democrats created this shutdown, and Senator Van Hollen, Senator also Brooks, voted. They're the ones who voted. They always try to use this against the Republicans. They put Marylanders out of work, and it is purely partisan reasons. And Van Hollen and also Brooks, they are the ones who voted with the Democrats to lay off 200,000 federal workers, and it's all partisan, no common sense, and they're determined to cause chaos. And they have not, they never got over in 2016, and they never got over the fact to accept the results of Donald Trump winning the election. The Republicans put forth this nonpartisan continuing resolution to just keep the government funded at the current level through November, what, the 21st, I think, with no partisanship. Just all they wanted to do, they wanted to avert the shutdown and ensure that the basic services and the benefits continued. But the Democrats, with their partisan ways, were trying to, there's health care for illegals, the DEI funding. They wanted to put money in for those liberal news outlets, the $500 million. It's all on the Democrats, and it's a shame because it's going to hurt working people. And we have a government that's not working.
Nino, you have the government of Maryland now saying that we're going to go ahead and help build, pay for bills for these federal workers who've been laid off. Do you suppose they'll do that now for private industry as well? I'm being a little facetious here. But the fact is, people make decisions on who employs them. They understand the risks of being employed by any enterprise, that you may be laid off, you may be fired, it could happen, and you should plan for this. So the idea that now we're going to simply start giving money to people because they've been laid off, what guarantees do we have as taxpayers that money will be paid back?
We don't have any guarantees. And, you know, they had a bill specifically, the Republicans, we voted against that bill that they put forth last year. And it's not because we do not want to see a shutdown. We did not want to see unless, we wanted them to work together, obviously. I mean, the Democrats who once claimed that the shutdowns would be dangerous and disastrous, for, you know, to seniors and veterans and service members. Well, they're the ones shutting it down. And then I see what Elizabeth Warren saying, no, Democrats, they have they've never had anything to do with health care for illegals. And then remember, I saw the video, they all raised their hands during the debate about whether or not their plans would fund health care for illegal aliens. The point is, Bruce, they're not putting the people of Maryland first at all. They're not putting the people of this country first. And yes, the bill that the Democrats passed in the General Assembly to guarantee the benefits for government workers if there was a government shutdown, while those who work every day in the private sector who struggle to keep the lights on, both small, middle class, businesses or small and middle class, they struggle all year long to just keep the lights on, and they get nothing.
It's a great point. On the House, Delegate Nino Mangione. Thanks, Nino. We will talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you do the same. As Delegate Nino Mangione, time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby.
A 5-year-old girl from Utah named Sienna Barton just went home after nearly 1,000 days in the hospital.
Wow.
She was born with a heart condition, finally got a transplant just a few months ago. She checked into the hospital when she was 2, spent 975 days there. Here are Sienna's parents talking about her long journey.
She was 2 years old when she went into the hospital. Now she's 5. Our daughter is only alive today. Because of another family choosing donations.
Our hearts are so full.
It's unbelievable. And best wishes, speedy recovery to Sienna and her family. Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around. Plus, sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steo of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or wcbm.com before October 11th.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 852. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. 853 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
So northbound 95, there was a report of an accident in that construction area going up towards the ramp area of Route 24 at the 76-mile marker. So again, that traffic northbound, in addition to the construction, there was a report of a wreck there in the traveled portion. There are a couple of vehicles stopped in the median in that area, so that might be the wreck. So two lanes are still getting by, but you'll have a delay. 76-mile marker on the northbound side. Pretty much cleared the wreck now at Hartford Road. We're a little bit slow through Green Spring on the inner loop, and the west side is busy between Frederick Road and I-70 on both the inner and the outer loop. And then the late wreck on the Capitol Beltway was still a problem. Inner loop before the Woodrow Wilson Bridge at Indian Head Highway. That's at exit 3, and there's still a problem through that area in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Well, it was a chilly start to the day, but it's going to warm up, sunny again today, high about 72. Saturday, well, pretty much the same, except a little warmer, sunny, and 78. And Sunday, we're looking at sunny and 79 degrees. It's the
The final countdown.
We have an announcement to make here that involves the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. And Bruce, I'll let you kick it off.
Yeah, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot becomes Casey and Company this coming Monday. The decision has been made that it's time for me to step away from the mic at WCBM Radio. I have enjoyed every single minute of it.
As have I.
Yeah, working both the 9 to noon shift, and then, of course, for the last 6-7 years with you.
6 years, yeah.
6 years, yeah. I have nothing, folks, but kind words for everybody here. The staff has been very supportive. Great staff. I love it. I love working with you and for you. Sean has been, folks, one of my best two bosses in my entire career, and I've been at this for a very, very long time.
Yeah, 63 years.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
63 years of broadcasting. I appreciate the compliment, but I will tell you this. We've known each other a long time, over 25 years, and we used to get together for lunch periodically to talk about the industry and so on and so forth. You were at another radio station at the time, and I was trying to get you over here by hook or by crook, and it was mostly crook, but
it worked out.
It worked out. And I want to thank you for everything that you've done for WCBM over the 10 years that you've been here. First off, having to come in and take over for Tom Maher after his untimely death had to be one of the most toughest things to do in any broadcast role, because you're replacing a man, a legend in this market. And of course, you've been in the market a long time. You started here at WCBM back in the 70s.
Yep, Elliot in the afternoon doing rock and roll radio. I had more hair then. Than I do now.
So I've seen the pictures.
It's down to my shoulders.
Yes, it was. I've seen the pictures. And you were just a young man then.
Yeah. So it's been a great run. I'm just going to sleep in for a couple of days. Maybe something bizarre, like until 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, for us, that would be sleeping in.
That is sleeping
getting
in for
up
us.
At like 3.
Yeah, exactly.
And then on to the next microphone. Yeah. It has been a wonderful ride here. Again, from the top to the bottom here. From all, one side to the other, the staff has been tremendous. I've enjoyed amazing support from everybody here.
You had never done a morning
two-man show. Never done a two-man show
or a morning show other than to fill in over at the station on the Hill.
Well, here when Frank would go on vacation, I'd sit in, and it was always different because you're filling somebody else's role. But as far as doing a two-man show on a regular continuing basis, never done it.
Yeah.
Until you and I started 6 years ago. It took around 6 or 7 months for us to kind of settle into a rhythm. Then as soon as we got a rhythm, of course, then Chuck Whitaker would try to destroy it, and that's his job.
And then we called Rhythm and Blues.
That's right. But it's been great. I've truly enjoyed it.
It has been great, and you're a true pro, and I've enjoyed working together with you for this last 6 years, knowing you for 25 years, but working closely together over the last 6 years, putting on a major market morning show, which, by the way, was named one of the top talk shows in the country this year. We were at number 70, so you got that feather in your cap, as well as many other kudos that you've accumulated throughout your very long and studious broadcast career.
Well, you know, the budget is what the budget is. And I have nothing but very kind words to say about everybody here. Kristen has been outstanding as a producer. I've loved working with her. I enjoyed the producers that I had from in the 9 to noon shift. I enjoyed the challenge of learning something new all the time. So now it's on to learning something new. I mean, I hadn't learned everything I could learn during this.
Well, you have the rather lengthy to-do list that Vivian has for you.
She's been storing it up for
home.
For
so
years.
Now she will be happy that eventually all that stuff is now going to be able to get done on a somewhat expedited basis.
Ever see the cartoon of the car out in the field with the tree growing up in the middle of it? And the caption is, I said I'm going to get take care of it. You don't have to remind me every 6 months. I have another number of those kind of challenges ahead, too.
All right. Well, Bruce, best of luck, best of health, and everything in all your future endeavors. I truly wish you the best.
Thanks. And I had arranged for the music going in, you know, the final countdown. And if we're lucky, I have the
I don't
music.
Think I have the other one.
You have the other one? Oh, yeah. That's right.
Well, if you know what it's labeled. Song, They're Coming.
Yeah, because I think it's important that I go out with the same degree of dignity that I've always brought to this program. Here we go, folks.
You ran away, and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk.
That was Sean last week.
Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind.
That's it for me, folks. And see ya.
They're coming to take me away.
Yeah, they are coming. I see the butterfly nets now.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 6.